What's up, everybody? How's it going out there?
Oh, man, it's going so good, though.
What?
It's going real good, man. It's going good.
It's going good?
Yeah, man, it's going
good. I don't feel it. Why do you look short again today? I don't like it when you look short.
I don't know how that happens.
I don't know either. Like, I literally line up the camera every week, but you look like a midget. Yeah. Is that appropriate? I don't think I'm supposed to say the word midget. Can we start the show over?
Nope.
How you doing today, everybody?
No, I don't.
You got to do the going good thing again?
Ah, man, it's going good. It's going good.
Why are you so short today? You look like a dwarf there. Now we'll just splice it in. Perfect.
Yep. You're perfect. Politically correct.
How you doing, Nintendo Master? Thanks for the new follow. Welcome.
Yeah, man. What's going on? Oof.
Oof. Chair.
Oof.
The chair or the mic, the fan. Just, God, what? Hey, man.
Chair, mic, fan.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Is that beer over there?
No. That's Coke.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. That looks like Coke, all right. How's that? Colorado brew.
God, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Breckenridge Amber Ale. Sponsor me. Please.
I'm not going to do that.
Have you had it?
No.
Try a drink of this, and then you try. Just keep your pants on. You just try, because you're going to want to rip them off.
Nope. I'm good with Miller. Miller's so much better than that.
No, it is not.
It's got like citrus, man. Who involves citrus in beer?
Hawaiians?
Weird people.
Me?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Me? I am weird. I can't deny that. I mean, if the basis is weird people.
I'm pretty sure Brett likes citrusy beer.
Yeah, most people do. Most people's like range of taste isn't. Is it Miller Lite? Yes, I like. Is it not? No. Don't drink.
I don't like dark.
Like, you have one of those flowcharts, like, a gentleman's guide to beer, and it's like, is it Miller Lite, and then it's yes, and then no, and if it's yes, it's like, drink it, and if it's no, it's like, throw it out the car window.
Yeah,
like
I don't,
a discarded
I don't
like Jack Black burrito.
I mean, like, the drunker I get, the more I care not.
Well, sure, I mean, that's general. That could be applied to anything, not just drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Like your joy of hanging out with Tone.
Or spiders.
Hey, how come you never replied to me, man?
When was that?
That was
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out drinking.
Well, yeah, but you were with Tone.
Yeah.
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 Why come you never replied to me?
I don't know what you said.
So you just looked at it and locked it?
Yeah.
Just out of your mind?
Why didn't Tone go to VidCon?
Yeah.
Like,
he talked for, like, the last 8 months about VidCon. How he was gonna fly there,
me.
And then he wasn't flying, then he was gonna drive instead. And, like, I was looking forward to him going and, like, hugging people that were famous. And, like, I was... You know how many nose selfies we were going to see with so many of these? You know, I wanted to see all of those with all of the YouTubers. And then he's, like, pockets tonight. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, he was supposed to be at VidCon this weekend.
Yeah, no. I forget why he said he wasn't going to go. Maybe it was money. Maybe it wasn't. I can't remember.
Well, that is a huge letdown. All right?
Oh, yeah. That man's life is shambles. It's in shambles.
It's shambles?
It's in shambles.
That's
man.
Not good.
No, yeah, it's not.
He's repainting his office, I see on his Twitter.
Again?
He just said, office coming to... Let's just speculate, all right? We ain't got enough going on in our lives today, so let's look at his life.
All right.
Let's look at this, because I'm curious. I don't ever see the man. I'm curious, honestly. Like, what is... Maybe it was in his Snapchat.
Oh, speaking of which...
I may not be able to look at
it. I did bring up the wasp problem on Friday.
Oh, yeah? Mm. Oh, I forgot about that.
He said he'd be down.
Was he? How drunk was he when he asked?
Like one drink, which is pretty drunk for Pinot.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He said he's got like a basically like a smoke bomb.
Uh-huh.
That he's just going to like set underneath it, and then the smoke will go up, and then the wasp will fly out of it, and then you can just hit it down.
Okay, but he's going to do all that.
Yeah.
And he realizes he's going to be locked on the balcony when it happens.
No.
That deals off.
Probably not.
Dude, that's our whole enjoyment, was
right.
The chance of him getting stung.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
So I just really hope, yeah, we should, like, you know.
Although, smoke bomb, great idea.
Yeah.
4th of July is coming up. I just go buy some of those smoke bombs, those big ones, just line it up on the balcony.
I'm pretty sure it has, like, chemicals in the smoke compared to
I feel
the
like
smoke.
They'll fly out no matter what smoke hits them, though.
You think?
I mean, they can't like smoke. They breathe, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasps breathe,
no,
right?
Probably. No, I think you're right. Yeah.
I would assume any type of smoke would get them out of there.
Well, it depends. Yeah, you got to light like 3 of them or something because you really got to, you know.
Okay, what about, here's an idea.
Mm.
What if, because I can open the door and then quickly stack things, you know, without having to worry about wasps, so you know. What if, like, over the course of several hours, I just stack something super high that it almost touches it and then put a lit candle out there and I literally burn it?
You might set the apartment on fire again.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It is attached to my house. That's a problem. See, I get so blinded by murdering of wasps, I forget about the collateral damage.
Mm, it could be a lot.
I'm like a true warlord. You know, there's warlords out there like, what if we blow up the bunker where he's at? And it's like, sir, there's families in there. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I just want to kill him, you know. I'm like that, but with wasps. Just like, I forget that I live
here.
Burn
the kingdom down.
Yeah, just burn down my entire complex.
Burn the forest down.
But there'll be no wasps left, man.
Nah, that's
he's getting,
true.
Getting those jewels that are Dark Knight Rises mm-hmm. reference. Yeah, that was a good one, man. Yeah. Shoot a Roman candle at the nest. But I think all of these fire-related things are going to burn down my apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Could be a problem.
Smoke, I think you're good. Like it's.
I think
it's
one of those smoke bombs. Yeah, they're not going to be
enough, no.
Right. They're not going to catch the house on fire.
Mm-mm.
I could just like wash the wall down, make it damp or something too. You know? Like today would be a good day to do it because it's raining out.
Don't wash it down. Why not? Then just why not spray the fucking nest with water?
Because I can't have the door open when the wasps are coming out. It has to be a timed release. Like if I could invent some type of springed robot arm to fling something at it after like 10 seconds, that would be okay.
Jesus.
I don't care about them falling down or burning or whatever. I'm just worried that I'm out there or they're coming into the home where I am. I need some type of delayed stabbing of the wasp nest, burning, smoking, something.
I'm going to go say smoke is your best bet.
I think smoke's a great idea.
Yeah.
And the best part is he gave that advice for free, so
yeah,
now we don't have to do anything.
Yep.
It's awesome, man.
Nope. Yeah, the only way I was going to say that he could get on is if he just literally just raided it by himself out on the balcony.
Yeah, I mean, we have to... I mean, the whole idea,
it's
less for
entertainment.
Yeah.
Rather than,
I mean, the only thing I... Emotionally, like, I may want to see him get stung more than I want the wasp to die. That might be the only emotion
that makes
I'm
sense.
Capable of expressing.
Definitely makes
That's
sense.
More than hatred towards wasps.
It'd be great to see the man stung.
I'm gonna try to pull this up.
It's right there.
God,
on
I just hit Nigeria.
It's right there
win.
On his Twitter.
Where?
Pockets with the peeps.
Damn. Well, right, but there's no photo. Damn. In his Instagram, there was a photo.
Oh, yeah. It did say painting my office.
Right, but there's a picture of it. I've never been in his house, so... Das Alambo, by the way. This is high-quality Snapchats from unofficial... Tone, his name. Okay, yeah, here. See, I don't... What is this, man? That's... What's going on in there?
I don't know. I think he went from white to off-white.
You see it?
That's too terrible. We don't want to give him promotion yet, either way.
Well, there's no promotion. I mean, what he's called is Tone, and that's not tied to anything he does, so...
I asked him about that, too.
Why he's called Tone?
Yeah.
I thought he just said it sounded cool. He just wanted to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he told me that.
But,
yeah.
Like, he introduces himself as Tone.
Oh, to strangers and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, and, okay. Like, he drops it as Tony P. No, I think he introduced himself as Tony. Friday,
okay.
But to people he knows, he's Tone.
I mean, his name is... You could go by Tony, and it wouldn't be weird.
He was like, how many people are named Tony? And how
A
many
million.
People are named Antonio? A million. How many
Not many
named
people
Tone?
Named Antonio. Antonio's pretty uncommon.
No one, because everyone's smart.
Right, just because it's not used, like, why don't you name yourself Detergent?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's not
like,
a lot of people named that.
Are you trying to be Cher or some shit here, man?
I'm Cher.
I am Tone. You know me by no other name but Tone.
Cher would be a better name, to be honest. You should go by Cher. But it should be Share. And it's totally possible that he may not even know that another Cher exists.
Yeah.
I thought her name was Cher, man. How was I supposed
Cher.
To know?
Prince. Thought he was an actual prince.
I thought that was his title. You know, it's like the queen, you know? I thought that was it. I'm Tone.
Yeah.
We talked about him too much to start the show, but...
Yeah. I made a really racist joke on Friday night that I don't know if I want to tell you on air or off air.
I mean, if it's really racist, you probably should. But was it a joke?
Yeah.
Or was it a comment
it was so
that came from
quick.
The depths of your soul?
Well, that, because okay. It was right there on the ready.
Then you may not want to make it on the air, but it's up to you, man.
I might wait. I might wait. Yeah.
Probably. I mean, you are like the...
But it was the funniest thing I've ever said in my entire life.
I doubt that.
It is. It was... I was proud of myself for making this joke. Not to toot my own horn, but man, it just...
You can't keep talking it up.
Just bam.
Because people are going to want to know what it is.
Nah.
And then you're going to say it, and then we're all going to be disgusted with you.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's real. It's bad, but it's not that bad. It's just bad.
You're talking yourself up to saying it now.
Just about the death of a million of people.
Oh, is it one of the? It's a Jew joke.
No.
Oh.
No. It's an Asian joke.
Asian joke about the deaths of a million of people.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't even imagine what that would be. Okay. Well, we'll try. Let's try to move on.
Just move.
Did you do something last night?
No.
That's why you look great today.
Yes, I'm actually awake. I got sleep.
What time did Britt get in?
She got in at 12:09 is when her plane landed.
Like p.m.?
Like noon, yeah.
Oh, like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So she just got in. How long of a flight is that?
Was
Do you know?
Five.
That's what I was worried about. Like that's,
five or six.
That's got to be the worst flight because you literally just lose that time in your life.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're 5 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So she left there.
They took off at 3:30. They landed in Boston at 4:30.
Right.
But that was a
But then they got to fly back
flight.
Here.
6 hour flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they flew.
You just lose that time of your life.
And then Boston this morning.
It's like a time machine, but an awful one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's weird, dude. I almost said something really stupid.
Like a time machine.
Well, I was about to be like, if you flew around the Earth the exact speed the Earth goes, but backwards, you would never age. And then I realized that's not how time works.
We had a whole discussion.
We literally, a week ago, had a whole mm-hmm. discussion about how that's how time works.
Yeah, yeah.
That also might be the right metaphor to describe that sensation.
Great point.
You know?
You're always avoiding the time zones, man. You always stay at one time. Sure.
This doesn't work. Let's move on.
We're smart people. That's all that we need.
We're not smart at all, man.
We're really smart.
We're not smart at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't done anything this week, like, at all.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, either.
I honestly don't even know what I did this week.
I watched Patriots Day again.
Oh, is that Mark Wahlberg movie?
Yeah, man.
Never seen it.
It's so brutal.
Why is it brutal?
It's so fucking good. That's why it's brutal.
It's brutal, and I almost watched The Departed the other day.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
I know.
Man.
That's
you have to
I
pay no money.
I know. It's right there. I was like, eh. It's probably violent.
God, it's so good.
I'm not in the mood for it, so I didn't
Not in
watch
the
it.
Mood for violence, no. Mr. Game of Thrones over there? Come on. What are you turning into, Pinella?
I watched Captain America Civil War again for like the 15th
time. Oh, my God. That's pathetic.
I also watched Doctor Strange. So underrated. I love Doctor Strange, man.
Yeah,
that's because we love the Cumberbatch, man. That's why I can't get over him.
Yeah.
He's so beautiful.
I mean, I rewatched basically every Marvel movie like a
right.
couple months back, and yeah, it's great going back down memory lane,
yeah.
watching all of them. But yeah, I just watched.
Well, the
them,
really
so
old
I
ones aren't that great.
Can't watch them again. Oh no!
Like
Phase two and on.
I can go back and watch the Avengers.
I can watch that.
I can't watch Iron Man 1. For some reason, people love Iron Man 1.
I love Iron Man 1.
I mean, it's fine. I don't dislike Iron Man 1.
It's been over.
It's the Terrence
now.
Howard effect.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
He sucks.
That's a good point.
He's not good.
But that's the first time you saw RDJ
I know.
As Tony Stark.
Yeah, but,
so
I, but people hate the second Iron Man. I like the second Iron Man more.
The second one's not bad. The third one's shit.
See, the thing I think is that... I think
the third one's not shit.
I like the third one.
I don't like the ending of the third one.
From an overall story perspective, okay, I think the first Iron Man's obviously better than the second Iron Man. Because that's his origin story. It's Tony Stark learning who Tony Stark is. And
yeah.
He's more than just the arms dealer. But I am ruined by Terrence Howard in the first one. Can't get over him. And then the second one has Sam Rockwell, who yeah. he could be in anything that we watch. We watched that terrible Poltergeist movie with him in it, and he was... No, you know what? That was still bad. Nothing could have saved that movie.
No.
But I love Sam Rockwell, and that's the point. And
I
hate
passing
Terrence
that three billboards in Missouri or whatever.
Yeah.
I've been passing that so many times, I just can't get myself to watch
that's
it.
That's a rough movie to watch.
Yeah.
You have to be like...
I mean, that's Patriots.
You have to be like
too.
Ready for a story. No, because
oh,
there's
yeah.
no action in this movie. It's just a lot of people talking and being real.
I mean, yeah...
Like, I know that, like, Patriots Day, that's about the Boston Marathon bombing,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, I know that's real, too, but, like, this is just, like, there's something different about a movie that's real because it's real life, and just life just sucks, so this movie's like, yeah, it does, you know? And then the Patriots Day, which, like, yeah, that was real, that sucks, but that's not gonna happen to me and you. What happened to this movie could probably happen. No, we're not running marathons. Can't happen to us.
There were people there that were watching a marathon.
We ain't going outside!
Good point.
Yeah. You have to be outside most of the time
to
get bombed.
Us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and they ain't going to do that. They want notoriety.
I don't know about the, I don't know about the Three Billboards, man.
I mean, it's a great movie. I love it.
Sounds a little brutal.
It's one of those movies that you leave and you're just like, well, that ruined my day. You know, and it's just, you got to just move on with your life.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that doesn't sound good at all.
You know how like Children of Men made you feel? Just trash after watching it, you know?
No.
I feel like that.
Didn't it end on a happy note?
Oh, I mean, it's a happy note if you like humanity, but a bad note if you like Clive Owen. He died.
Did he?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, he died on the boat, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, he walks through all the stuff, the, like, 15-minute-long single shot with the tanks and the apartment building, and he just dies on the boat.
He did his mission, man. That's
he
fine.
Did. He did it. Movie had a happy ending.
It.
I mean, I guess...
Kid made it. That's all I meant.
Well, the Three Billboards, like, there's a lot of movies like this right now that come out and that have no ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just kind of exist in a snippet of time and you just leave, you know? Because it's like real life. There's no ending. It's just, okay, next adventure, but you know, you have to end the movie sometime because it's not a miniseries.
Yeah, man, no, there hadn't been much. I rewatched both Mission Impossibles.
Oh, yeah? Which one? The newest ones?
Oh, yes. I watched...
Dude, Ghost Protocol, good, all right?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one after that. I said at one point in time I didn't like it.
I know. What's the name of that one?
Rogue Nation.
That's it.
I rewatched
also
that.
Good.
Very good.
Yes, good.
Better than I remember. I don't even think I remember watching the end of that movie the first time I watched it. But yeah, I rewatched it.
The Reigns had like six endings. It's true. Just fade out. Yeah, I'm excited for the next Mission Impossible. I haven't seen a movie in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Infinity War, it just ruined movies for me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not because it was so good I don't want to see other movies, but it's just like I can't get excited anymore.
Right.
It's like I used 20 years of hype.
Yeah.
On that one movie, and now I can't get excited.
No, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know of any other movie that's coming out this year until I remembered Mission Impossible.
Right, well, even that one, I was like, you know, I want to go see The Incredibles. Never went and saw it, you know?
Fuck that.
Really?
Fuck that.
What about Jurassic World, man?
Didn't that
come out Friday?
I think. Fuck that.
That tells you how little we know. I think there's a lot of good movies out in theaters right now. We just don't care about any of them. I feel like Avengers ruined
this. Will be a good season to watch on DVD.
Agreed.
There's going to be a lot of
great home movies.
Like, yeah. There's going to be a lot of good choices of
right.
Okay movies.
Yeah.
Unlike, yeah. Dude, man, I've ran through that site list of movies.
Oh, yeah, dude. So,
I got nothing.
It's so good, though. You got to start going down TV. That's what you got to do, man. Mm. You got to go down. Even old movies I can't get into, I'm just out of the whole movie funk. I don't know, man. I'm like, in this world... Like, I don't know, maybe it's like getting old. Maybe it's something about getting old. Because, like, you know, you don't really find new music anymore.
Yeah.
You do occasionally, but for the most part, you just listen to music that you've always liked, and that's it. You're just satisfied. I feel like maybe that's the way it gets to in movies. Like, instead of me watching The Departed, I just watch Captain America again because I know I liked it. It's almost like I don't have time for something to experience.
I'm gonna stab you.
Let's watch The Departed together sometime. Have a Departed night. I mean, I'm sure Brittany would like it. Her family's probably in it. It's in Boston, right?
I think. Yeah, it's definitely in Boston.
Yeah, it's
Mark
Boston.
Mark Wahlberg's got his Boston accent hard on.
Yeah. You gotta just use Spotify. You'll find a bunch of new stuff, all this cover type of places. I did that for a while, and I found some new music, but then they never updated the playlist enough.
My music just all sounds the same.
Right. So. Well, and that's the thing. Like, for me, like, I'm literally a music hipster. Like, you can't describe my music. Like, my music that I really like is, like, some guy building a canoe in a shack next to a river who plays a flute and has a beard.
You are weird.
Like, it requires those types. I mean, confirmed, though. I mean, that's the type of music I like.
You like a whole bunch of random shit,
I do.
Man.
And so how do you find that on a playlist?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
There's got to be like a random playlist, right?
I don't know, man.
Random, unheard of.
Well, playlist. Like if I'm like I make a playlist that I like, what do I name it? Seth's playlist?
Seth number one.
I mean, I don't know. Like if I was going to be like, here's a music I like, but I didn't want like, but I wanted people to listen to it that didn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
How would I name it?
Oh, I don't... Who does that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I, like, you know...
I don't do that.
Yeah, but I'm, like, the idea is that I'm finding someone else's playlist who has similar taste to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what adjectives to search for.
No.
cedar trees. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to type.
Cedar trees.
I don't know what to type.
Yeah, give me some songs about cedar trees.
Sorry, Morris. Yeah, we only had an average of 11 viewers. It's only our highest average ever. We don't have transcoding today, so. Sorry.
Sorry, Morris.
Sorry. Thanks
Enjoy
for being
your
here.
British life.
Enjoy the rain.
Is it raining there?
It's always raining there, I think. I think it's always raining there.
It's raining here, man. Kind of.
Is it actually raining or? Name the playlist after wood, dude. That's what we should do. This is my birch playlist.
Pine.
Pine. No, you'd be allergic to that one.
I would.
Yeah. Cedar, oak, maple, sycamore.
Walnut.
Aspen.
Birch.
Poplar.
Poplar?
Poplar. It's a tree.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, poplar's a tree, man.
Shit.
Oh, Hive said mahogany. He kept going, man.
Damn it.
Still your turn.
I think you got me.
I'm the king of the trees?
Yeah, I think you're the king of the trees.
Okay. I'm the king of the trees.
You got any more that I missed? I can't think of any more trees.
I can't think of any more trees. There's got to be more trees.
Oh, yeah.
Eucalyptus. That's a tree, right? Or is that a plant?
That's a plant.
God. I think we said pine.
Yeah,
because you're allergic, yeah.
Joshua?
Joshua tree? Is that the actual name of the tree? What are Joshua trees?
Nothing. That's a place.
Yeah, I know, but what are the trees that grow a Joshua tree? They're a type of tree.
Yeah.
Are they called Joshua trees?
Maybe.
You gotta Google it now, dude.
I'm not smart enough to know that.
Well, I'm king of the trees, so I have to know it.
King of the trees. You also know plants, bro. You're the plants and tree guy.
The spaghetti tree. Rugged rock formation is stuck. Yeah, bristled Joshua trees. That's what it says, man.
Weird.
I don't feel like that's a thing.
Weird.
I don't like that. They're called. Why are they called Joshua trees?
Yeah, who's Joshua?
Like, I like it. It's like, what are you going to name this tree?
Mahogany.
What are you going to name this tree?
Cedar.
What are you going to name this tree?
Joshua.
It's my name. I'm going to name it after me. This guy named his redwood. Oh, God. Brick kept it going. No, I actually need like an article on Joshua trees, please. Stop giving me this. Where's Wikipedia for Joshua tree? Thank you.
Number one, the larch.
Oh, there it is. There it is, man. The yucca? Here it is. The yucca... Brevifolia.
Brevifolia.
It's a plant species belonging to the genus Yucca. Isn't that a root?
Huh?
What is on your... You were just staring at your red. Yeah. Zoning out, dude. What is happening?
Nothing, man. Yucca, root?
Isn't yucca a root?
Sure.
So, Joshua tree, yucca palm, tree yucca, and palm tree yucca. It's a monoclonal tree.
Palm tree, man. How did we miss palm?
Yeah, palm tree. I mean, there's got to be a ton of trees we missed because we're idiots.
Well, yeah, but palm, man.
I mean, I feel like we missed really obvious ones.
Nah. Go to the list of trees, man.
Common trees. We're idiots.
Yeah, this is a dumb shit.
Alder? Never heard of it, man.
Nope.
An ash? There's not an ash, man.
Buckthorn?
What's this, native trees? Beach. We're looking at native trees to the UK. Let's leave the UK. All right, we only want American trees
UK.
Around here, dude.
Fuck them. Fuck anyone that lives there.
Okay, ashes, aspen. Nice. We got aspen. Never heard of brasswood. Oh, beech. Beech would have been a good one. Beech tree.
Beech tree.
Not that common though. I wouldn't call that one common. Cherry, chestnut,
butternut.
Elm? Did we say elm?
We didn't say elm.
Elm is one that's like
or
super.
Or fir tree.
Yeah.
God.
Hickory. We said pine. We said maple. We said oak. Willow. I said sycamore. Spruce. We missed like all the winter trees.
Yeah, we did.
And then elm, which is, that's like a primary color for trees. Elm. Elm, maple, oak.
Yeah.
I lost king of the trees.
We both did. We don't know trees for shit.
We don't know anything about
trees.
Well,
you learn something on this show, guys.
Yeah, you need
you
to know about
stuff.
Trees.
There's a lot of trees out
we
there.
We got you, man.
There's some trees.
Yeah. So, you make any progress on our cyberpunk branding, man?
No.
Okay. You still thinking cyberpunk?
Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck you meant by those texts.
Okay. Do you know what double exposure is?
No.
All right. Well,
do you
I got
just mean that the brightness is turned up a whole lot?
No.
Because that example that you sent me was not
no,
a good example.
Here's double exposure. This is what I mean, dude. Look, here's all these double exposure. Make sure there's no boobs. You see any boobs?
No.
I see no boobs. Okay. So, like, this lady, it's like her face, but there's mountains in it. See, or like this dude, but he's got trees in it.
How the fuck was the image you sent me anything like that?
It probably wasn't.
It's not at all. It's just a sideways picture of a screenshot of that game. That's literally just it. It's just a fucking screenshot turned sideways.
Okay, I think I might have been drinking that night.
I think you were.
And I think the lines inside his car I thought were other things. I thought the detail lines were the second image.
I get
that.
That
makes a lot more
sense. That makes more sense.
So, like, you know, we could have, like, our profile shots, but it's like, you know, so I don't know what we'd put in the background. Like, it's a cool image, but I still have no idea what we would use to describe our...
Oh, yeah, man. We could do Wichita. I'll turn it into Cyberpunk Wichita.
Dude, do it. Yeah. We both hate Wichita.
Yeah, so why involve it at all?
Right. Also, like, eventually we're not going to live here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to change the art again, and I don't want to go through this again in another 9 years.
We're going to keep the same branding for 9 years.
We kept the branding we have now for 6. I mean, think about it. If we keep the branding we're making right now until for the same amount of time, it'll be 2025 when we update our branding.
Make it the Earth?
Dude, we could put it in space, dude.
I don't like being in space.
You don't like space? Okay.
Nah, who wants to be up there, man? Ocean's where it's at.
Dude, make giant scary crabs and stuff.
Mm.
Do you know, I read an article this week about lobsters and how they're immortal. Do you know lobsters are immortal like elves?
No.
I'll explain it to you in a dumb way because I don't know the smart way. But essentially, like, their DNA have like caps on it. Okay. Uh-huh. And humans have it too. But as we get older, our caps wear down. And so they can't, like, basically death starts seeping in. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because the caps get smaller. And we, like, rebuild them, but not enough. And then it just kind of progresses, like, more and more depth gets in, you know, and stuff like that. And that's how we die. Mm-hmm. Lobsters don't have eroding caps. So they live forever.
Lobsters or crabs? Which one?
Lobsters.
Oh, okay.
Lobsters. And so lobsters, all they have to do is shed their shells.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's, like, part of their biology,
like
just to get rid of parasites and stuff like that. But, like, eventually they do die... Because their shells get so big and cumbersome and they get so weak from old age that they can't get out of their shell and eventually they just die from dirt and grime and grossness.
So if they were helped out of their shell, they
right.
could live forever?
Yeah, they in theory, like, age doesn't kill them. Old age is not a factor for murdering lobsters.
Interesting.
And so, like, there's this whole, like, giant lobsters are a thing, man. Like, because you could just go to the ocean where they're, like, undisturbed, and there's just, like, lobsters, massive, giant lobsters. Because they just keep growing and growing. Isn't that weird?
That's disturbing.
Like, look at those lobster, man. That lobster's huge. Like, oh, this is the picture. This is the exact picture I saw. So, like, this is a regular-sized lobster. But then here's a mega lobster. It's a 95-year-old lobster.
Yeah, that's scary as shit, man. That's like a giant spider with death claws.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
It's a mixture of all the bad things I don't like.
But and like the fact that they still rubber banded its claws to me means that it's still going to try to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want that thing to pinch you.
There's some motherfucking bitches.
I know, that's what Chris said, Britt. She was like, oh, that looks delicious.
It tastes good, but jeez Louise, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, the ocean is scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even something as mundane as a lobster is a death machine. Like, if we weren't big humans, like, imagine...
We would be dead?
The ocean is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, what if we were carp, dude? Could you imagine being a carp and, like, living in the world where there's lobsters?
No.
I mean, that's essentially, like, opposite world for us, where the spiders would be huge and we would be small.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Thank God that we're humans, man.
Yeah, man.
If I was born as a carp, I'd be so mad.
Man, if I was a damn carp, you know, I would really hate my life.
I mean, do you think carps go, God, I wish I wasn't a carp?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think they know.
Do you think carps sense jealousy? You know, like, dogs can get jealous, you know, of other dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they get jealous of the love, or do you think dogs also just sit around and go, God, I wish I was a Great Dane? Wish I was a Great Dane, you know, like a big dog or something. I don't know, man. Do the dogs have psychologists? Look up the Magna P. Oh, God. Hi, Vera. Why you do us like this? Look at this thing. What is this? Is this just an evil squid? Piano in the forest incident? Okay, we're going to go down a rabbit hole of horror right here, aren't we?
Yeah, it's just a big squid, man.
Dude, I don't want that thing right there. Can you imagine that thing?
I don't know. Like, that didn't freak me out as much as that giant lobster.
What if it brushes on your leg, man?
Well, yeah, that would fucking suck. So would that giant lobster. Lobster.
Lobster. Look at that lobster.
I am lobster. I am here to pinch your dreams.
Oh, God, dude. Look at these things. Dude, the ocean is terrifying. I don't like the ocean. Like, Taylor's like, the ocean's amazing. No. It's terrifying.
Yeah. It's the worst.
It's horrifying.
I wouldn't want to be stuck down there.
Last night, like, speaking to High Beer, said I have nightmares about being in the deep ocean, which is relatable. I had a bad dream last night. You know what it was about? It was about this client who kept emailing me about a website.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to do it, but they kept bugging me. And, like, in my dream, I was, like, trapped in, like, this never-ending cycle of, like, going to my computer and doing what they asked and then going and sitting down and getting to the point right where I was comfortable and then having to get up again because I got another email. And it just repeated for the all night long. It's like I was trapped.
That sounds...
Like, I don't know what that means about me.
You're stressed.
Well,
something.
Yeah, but I'm always stressed.
Yeah. They just manifest.
Like, I thought it was like your teeth fall out when you're stressed. You know, give me some teeth falling out dreams.
No.
I don't want the dream where I'm trapped working.
I would rather be stuck working than have teeth fall out.
What if you're working and then your teeth start falling out while you're at work?
The worst. Be the ultimate nightmare.
I had a nightmare all night about my school having a human trafficking dungeon below it. That was super fun. See, like, that's what I feel like I should have. Like, I've had scary dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like always in my scary dreams, like, Matt Damon or someone shows up and, like, starts shooting people and saves the day. Like, I mean, I have dreams where, like, my teeth fall out. But even in those dreams, like, Matt Damon shows up and puts the teeth back in for me at some point. Like,
I think I had a weird, like, Chucky dream not too long ago.
It's just weird, man.
Where I was having to run away and I kept kicking him. Because he was standing.
Chucky was coming after you, man. I don't get that, dude. I don't get Chucky. Have you ever seen the Chucky movies?
No.
How does Chucky kill anybody? He's a doll.
Because he's strong and stabs people.
How is he strong? He's a doll.
Dude, he's an evil doll.
Yeah, but he has no musculature.
He's got evil strength.
I mean, you could take his arm and you could pop it out of its socket and throw it across the room, and now he no longer has knife arm.
I mean, yeah, those movies really don't make
sense. I don't understand it. Like, they explain that in the movies? We don't know, because Matt Damon did not save anyone. Me and, like, two other people had to. Dude, Matt Damon should show up in your dreams. It'd be great. It's just weird because, like, I don't know. It wasn't like a scary dream.
Mm-hmm.
It was realistic but awful.
Yeah. No, I've had those.
I didn't like it.
I've had those.
It's the first one I can remember having. You forgot Matt Damon was a thing?
You forget Matt Damon?
I mean, to be fair, he hasn't been in a lot of stuff recently.
Damon.
I mean, he was in that Great Wall movie that bombed.
Man.
He was in that Downsizing movie that bombed.
Dang, man. And then he played Loki.
Yeah, for a half second, and people didn't even know it was him.
That
actually should say more about him.
And then he was in Avengers, too, right?
Yeah, remember when he was in... Was it Avengers? No, Deadpool.
That one.
Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
He was one of the hillbillies. And we didn't even notice him. We noticed Alan Tudyk. He's now lowered to the point where we don't even notice Matt Damon there, sitting next to Alan Tudyk, who played Wash and Serenity, end of list. I forgot Matt Damon existed. Ben Affleck's doing great things, being sad Batman.
Dude, what has he been doing?
He hasn't been anything, but he's Batman, so he's
sure
got
the
that.
The Batman movie was supposed to come out like this year or next year, and no.
You know, a lot of people from Boston end up not doing good things with their lives. Except Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg's doing pretty well, man.
He's the only one.
Minus the whole fact that he would have stopped 9/11 if he was on the plane.
What?
Yeah. At one point, he said that if he was on the plane, he would have stopped a terrorist instead of just sat there.
Oh, because he's so friggin' manly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like Donald Trump saying, hey, what did he say about whatever he'd do? He'd stop the school shooting?
Oh, yeah. No. You know what? I think I'm the most humble person I know.
Wait, who's
honestly.
Is that Trump or Wahlberg?
No, that's...
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, how do you know?
I think I'm way more humble than you and that you
that's
think
not
that
possible
be.
Because I'm the humblest person.
No.
Yeah.
Trump, man.
Dude, I remember I listened to a Howard Stern interview with Donnie Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all I could hear in Donnie Wahlberg's voice was jealousy. Because Mark Wahlberg, like, Donnie Wahlberg kind of apparently made Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was, like, Donnie is the New Kids on the Block dude. And so he used his money from New Kids on the Block to fund Mark's money, like Mark's career.
Well, Mark was in New Kids on the Block.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, Donnie takes credit for that. Because he is New Kids. I am New Kids on the Block.
I don't know if, yeah. I know Mark was in New Kids.
So like, Donnie Wahlberg's, like, doing a CBS Friday night TV show with Tom Selleck, and Mark Wahlberg's Mark Wahlberg. And, like, I think he, like, you just, I mean, he was, like, saying complimentary things, but you felt like he was saying them in, like,
he's in a new movie coming out. He did two, like, back-to-back with Peter Berg. He did Deepwater Horizon and then Patriots Day.
I thought you were talking about Donnie. I'm like,
right,
no, he's not.
Back, right back-to-back. And I'm pretty sure he's doing another movie with him that's kind of realistic.
Yeah, like, Pete Berg is, like, Mark Wahlberg's director, just like, yeah. Tom Cruise has a guy like that, too. It's double M's is his name, whatever his name is. Because, yeah, he did American History, whatever that one was, where he's the pilot. He did both Mission Impossible.
Oh, my God, I'm going to, no, he switches off directors.
No, man.
Yeah, because Rogue Nation, no, Ghost Protocol was Brad Bird. Yeah,
Christopher McQuarrie, that's his name. Christopher McQuarrie. See, he did The Mummy, Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible, Edge of Tomorrow.
Wow. All right.
I thought he did American Made also. Am I a silly goose? I must be a silly goose.
I'm a silly goose.
I must. Okay, please.
Silly, silly goose.
Don't ever do that again.
Why would you?
Yeah,
say
see,
silly
Rogue
goose.
Nation director and writer.
Who?
Christopher McQuarrie.
Yeah.
You got freaking roasted.
No. Ghost Protocol was Brad Bird.
Right, but Edge of Tomorrow was, like, the first one that Tom Cruise did with Christopher McQuarrie.
I gotcha.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm only making Christopher McQuarrie movies now, even if The Mummy is one of them.
I gotcha.
What are you laughing at?
I swear to God that I saw that,
Top Gun Maverick?
He was doing something.
They're making another Top Gun?
Something else with Mark. I'm pretty
Doug
sure.
Lyman.
Peter Berg. I'm pretty sure. So then I look at it. And in 2017, he did an untitled Rihanna documentary.
Peter Berg did?
Yeah.
He's just got money, man.
It's literally him as the director and nothing else.
Well, David Fincher, like, very famously directs music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he did a Suit and Tie for Justin Timberlake and stuff.
Let me look up Mark then, because I gotta know. I'm pretty.
What are you looking
sure.
up? Why don't we do it on this computer where people can
no
see it?
No one needs to see. I'll tell you about it. Upcoming projects. Maybe not.
No
man.
One needs to see. No, I think you're right. I kind of remember you talking about that. Is it mile 22?
It might be that.
Is it mile 22? It's this one. It's absolutely this one, because he's holding a gun.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but lead American intelligence operator.
Oh, yeah, director, Peter Berg.
By
right
top
there.
Secret tactical command unit tries to smuggle a mysterious police officer with sensitive information out of the country.
I knew that. But I think it's another, like, real-life kind of event. I'm pretty sure it's just not made
up. I'm really getting tired of stories, of real-life stories.
Why?
I'm tired of them. I don't want to know about these people being better than me. I don't need them to rub their... Like, it's double success. Because Mark Wahlberg's up there making millions of dollars being better than me, playing someone who's better than me. I don't need to know it.
You don't need to know it?
I don't need to know
you
it.
You don't like history and knowing events that happened?
No. How does that help me?
So you don't repeat mistakes that people made?
Like, there's another movie coming out to Netflix soon about Oscar Isaac, and he's some, like, Nazi hunter. And I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care. I know the Nazis died. They suck. Good. Bye, Nazis. That's all I need to know. No, don't need another movie about Nazis dying. Like, how many movies do we need about Nazis, man?
I don't. Probably we have enough. Yeah.
We have enough Nazi movies. No. Don't we have enough movies about CIA agents?
I don't
I mean,
know.
Don't we have... Let's tell a story about a man who, like, mows the lawn or something.
Let's not do that.
Really
that
well.
Terribly boring.
You know, like, my grandpa, he's been mowing lawns for 40 years. Let's tell his life story.
What about, like, The Founder? Did you like that one?
That one was fine.
Fine?
It was fine. Like, they wanted you to make, like... They wanted you to think that Ray Kroc was some jerk.
Yeah.
I don't think he's some jerk.
I think he was some jerk.
I don't care if he's a jerk. You know what?
He stole McDonald's from two dudes.
I don't think you could steal a business, man.
Yeah.
It's not how businesses work.
Have you seen fucking Social Network?
Dude, all I'm saying, if someone walks in here right now and it was like, I love your show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we were like, no. We're going to turn down your business acumen and money-making ability, and we're going to do it ourselves. And then he hostile took us over. We deserve that, man.
Yeah, but in,
all they would have had to
in
do
those two situations.
They were like, we just want three businesses, and that's it. Ron's watching. And I'm just like, they're small-minded,
no, they
man.
They wanted to expand.
You can't. You no, they didn't.
Yeah.
No, they wanted to oversee every little thing and expand very slowly and very carefully. And then they're mad when someone comes in and does what he said he was going to do without their permission. And then they make millions of dollars. Like, we missed out on our $1 billion. They would have never got $1 billion because the guy wasn't there in the first place. Just because they thought of an idea doesn't mean they get all the profits from that idea till the end of time. Being first doesn't make you rich. Being smart does. They weren't going to build a ton of McDonald's.
Also, I think McDonald's was just a good food place.
That's all
originally.
They did was fast. That's all they did.
And then he brought in the idea of, drive.
Right. The whole thing was him. All they did was the assembly line to fast food.
Yeah.
That's all they did. And he came in and he actually, I mean, he did kind of steal that guy's real estate idea. But then again, that guy worked for him. So, guess what? Your boss is going to steal your good ideas. Because he's your boss.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you're going to do about it? Nothing.
Not jack shit.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Not jack shit.
Because he's your boss.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I just feel like if you're going to get mad at him, you have to get mad at every businessman. Ever.
Well, yeah. There are plenty of people that are mad at every
Well, that's true, but they aren't doing nothing with their lives. Well, because
they're protesting.
Well, they ain't doing nothing.
No.
It ain't doing nothing.
Nah.
You go, why? Because they should start a business and, like,
I also started
shut them
watching
down.
This, like, oh, fuck, what's it called? It's by Oliver Stone.
Oh,
like the untold truth of American history or something
okay.
like that.
Does it have Colin Farrell in it?
No.
Okay.
It's a documentary.
Oh, sounds horrible.
It's not good to learn that, you know, like Bush
it's,
and
like,
Ford.
Like, I get all that stuff.
All
like,
the big businessmen were definitely dealing with the Nazis like while they were killing Jews.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that's
crazy. Well, it's like the Post was all about how like the presidency covered up the Vietnam War. And, like, continued it going and going and going just so they wouldn't have to be the president to end the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, they just let it go on for years, accomplishing nothing, and that's what the movie The Post is about, is them uncovering
that. Yeah, I never watched that one.
And it's just like, I mean, yeah, it's great, I know that now. That sucks. All right, I'm gonna drive to my home and eat a sandwich. Like, right. I mean, what do I do with my life to help with that?
Yeah.
Drunk History with Will Ferrell. Is Will Ferrell in Drunk History?
Yeah, I'm sure he was in, like, an episode.
Man. Drunk History. I think you introduced me to that, actually. I think I was like, what is it? And I specifically remember you being like, they tell history, but badly and drunk.
Yeah.
And like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
It's a pretty simple idea.
Oh, I'm sure Will Ferrell was in it, right? Simple. Right? I don't know, man. All I know is that if you get mad about society, you just can never not be mad.
Yeah, it's like the Hulk. You're just constantly
mad. Right.
You just live with it.
Oh, but except like the Hulk, you can't do anything. Like Hulk can at least smash.
Yeah.
You can tweet.
That's about it.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
And just go out into the void and just, because unless you're already rich, you know, and probably you're rich because of something that someone did that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are there any people out there who are rich because they're nice? I mean, we're not going to be able to think of anybody, let's be real, because we couldn't think of all the trees that existed. So there's no way we're going to just pull a name out of our butt of someone who's rich because they're nice, but like...
Yeah, no.
I don't think there's anyone.
Not anyone that I can think of.
Woz. Woz. He's nice, right?
Sure.
I heard a story about Woz. Joel Osteen, yes. Man of God, exactly. You don't know who Joel Osteen is, do you? You'll know him the second you see his face.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Oh, is that the church dude?
Yep, that's the church dude. He's a man of the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, official player, what's up, man? But, yeah, I think Woz is nice. I heard a story about Woz that he gets, you know how, like, notepads are made? You know, you like glue it with the like the edge has a glue on it. You know, he goes and he gets $20 bills, and he gets them made into notepads. And so instead of carrying around his wallet, he'll just go and he'll pull a $20 bill off a notepad. You know, it's like a sticky note. Like, he'll literally, like, he'll be like, all right, here's your 20. And he'll, like, pull it off and he'll just give it to people. And then, like, he trolls them, like, low-key trolls them with $20 bills.
Why?
Because he has so much money, he's got to find humor.
Doesn't sound nice at all.
It was like, he thinks it's funny because people are like, these can't be real. Because it's like a money pad, you know. He's just like, here's a 20 for you. Here's another one. You enjoy money? Here's now you're up to $80, man. Oh, and there's really? A big 100 for you. There you go, man. 100. You want some more?
No.
You want some more? It's 120.
I'm really good.
130.
Can you not?
That's not. I just went up by 10. There was a random
can
$10.
Can you not?
How many we can get? You dropped some money, man.
You're poor. Stop wasting post-it
notes. Oh, we have so many of these. Chris works at a school. Never have enough post-it notes. Going out with a friend tonight. We're going to eat out, eating pizza, getting candy from Walmart, and then going to see Jurassic World. I mean, that sounds like a great evening. Remember back when we were young and life was simple? You know, you didn't have people putting post-it notes on your face.
Yep.
That was great. That was great. Oprah is nice. Ellen is nice. I don't know about Ellen. I feel like Ellen is a secret murderer.
Both of those are secret murderers.
Like, there's like a 20% chance that Ellen has a basement with people in it, right?
No, Oprah's a bitch, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I hear Oprah's pretty nice.
No, like, about certain things, bitch.
Well, she's a diva, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the John Mulaney thing that we talked about, you know? Like, how, remember we in his latest stand-up, he was talking about Mick Jagger?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the basis of Rude.
Oh, yeah.
And like to like Rude is relative because Mick Jagger would lay his hand out and just go Coke, and then a Coke would show up in his hand, and he's like, that's rude to us, but in Mick Jagger's world, like, he pays people to give him Coke when he yells the word Coke.
Yeah.
So that's not rude to him, that's just part of someone's job.
Right. No,
so
yeah.
I feel like that happens to everybody who's mega rich, like
Oprah.
Like Oprah, you know?
Oprah!
I definitely feel like Ellen has people in her basement. It's just, anyone who's too nice, I don't buy it.
No, yeah, right. I just heard the story that Oprah would, like, literally, like, kill you if you were chewing gum.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, she can't stand people.
Well, I can't either, honestly.
Yeah, but she's like, she takes her fascist level of the power.
All right, but let's be real, okay?
Too far.
You have $3 billion now, and no one to answer to.
Well, yeah.
Are you hanging out with Tone?
No.
Exactly.
But I'd be a dick.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, can you blame people for that?
No, I just hate their false attitudes.
Because we would all do that. Yeah. I don't feel like Ellen... I feel like Ellen is fake, you know? Like, I feel like Oprah is nice... most times, unless she doesn't have to be. I feel like Ellen's one of those people that's like, you're great, and then she stabs you, you know? I don't know, man. Ellen dances on the dead corpses of her haters in her furnished basement. That's I don't know if they're dead. And that's my point. Might be in cages. Oh, you want some salami tonight, huh? You want some too bad? And she goes upstairs, she puts a thing on her head, and she dances around or whatever, you know? Because she's Ellen. Heads up game. She made that heads up game, man.
Yeah. She puts that on her head and then dances around.
Yeah, she gotta dance. That's what Ellen does. She dances. Oh, you don't think she dances?
I mean, that's one stage away from, like, licking blinds, man.
Well, yeah. Yeah, a lot of daytime television is one live stream away from licking blinds.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, give it if somebody was like, I'll give you $100 to lick the blinds. I'd be like, let me see the money.
If someone donated $100 right now, are you saying you'd go back and lick those blinds?
Oh, yeah. I'm not below that. I'm a prostitute.
That's sad, man. Last Sunday, I asked you if you would lick blinds for money, and you said no. What changed? Did you look at your bank account or something, man?
I could always use money. I will do simple things. I will stab you for $100.
Well, that's just rude, man.
I'm not dead.
We only have 28 quotes on this channel. That's disgusting.
Well, fictional, not here that much, man.
It's true, man.
He's the only one that does it. The other people got to catch up. Got to catch up.
I'm up to like 150 on my channel. It's disgusting.
Yeah, like you're not going to remember any of those.
I have a spreadsheet that has a list of them. So people can go and they can reference the spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's bad. Because then you have to go and look it up. That's just more work for you.
Well, yeah, I have to add them to the spreadsheet. That's true. That is more work for me. Fictional, how you doing today, man? Yeah, Fictional's a quote master. So, like, he maintains the list. He's the arbiter of his quality, you know?
Yeah.
Which is not hard, honestly, because everything we say is high quality.
Right.
Okay, everything I say.
Hey, man, are we going to play that, guess that movie music thing?
I didn't even pull that up, dude.
Well, don't pull up the one I sent you, because I watched that one.
Okay, hold on, let me look at it.
But there is, like, the related videos are, there's more.
Might be a fun show bit. You sent me this, okay. Here are the rules. You will have 20 seconds to guess the name
of
the movie.
Don't play this one. I've seen this one.
There will be 28 movies. Good luck. How many did you get, man?
I don't know if I made it all the way to 23. I said The Exorcist for this.
It's like Poltergeist. It's not The Exorcist.
I think you're right.
It's not The Exorcist. It's simple. It's similar.
No.
Keep it 100 says Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. That's right.
Okay, Keep it 100 got this one, man. I've never seen Halloween.
Never have.
Is that a claw?
I know what the next one is.
Okay.
Psycho.
Why would you ruin it?
Why are you playing the one I said not to play?
Me and Chad haven't done this.
There's
go ahead.
That one.
Click
there's
that.
This one.
Okay, click it.
Which one? The longer one.
Whatever one you like, man. We got another hour to film.
You know what this is? It's Guess the Movie 2.
It's from the same lady.
Is it?
Yes.
Jesus.
Sarah Turner. Oh, okay. Here we go. Copyright strike. Copyright strike radio. Here, let's do it. 20 seconds to guess the name of the movie once hearing the song. There'll be 20. Yeah, I get it. All right, we get it, Sarah.
She was like, you know the rules. Here are the rules again.
We get it, Sarah. What?
Grease.
Grease. You're right, it is Grease.
Well, I have no idea. Was that right?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Grease, because it's just you're the one-on-one. Yeah, it's Grease, yeah.
I got that one, then.
Look at you, man.
Look at me. That was a total guess.
Chad, what are the chances that he's actually listened to this in this one?
I haven't seen this one.
Yeah, there's no
honest to God, not seen this one.
You would lie. I have no idea what this is, man. It's terrible. This is like the laziest movie score I've ever heard.
It's not Titanic.
It's definitely not Titanic.
It's some, like, old horror.
It's gotta be, like, it's something bad, whatever this is, dude. It's horrible. Shining, yeah. Never seen it.
Yep.
It's lazy. It's lazy music. Get out of here. Okay, next movie. Here we go. Something from the 80s. Guarantee you that. Let's just name some Tom Hanks movies. What do you think?
Big.
Let's go with Big. Big's a good guess. Let's do it. Let's see. If Tom Hanks is in it, though, we get credit for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to find out right now. What is it? 16 Candles.
What? What?
No.
There was modern ones.
There's too many. There's too many 80s, man.
Too many old ones.
This lady blew her load on the first movie, dude. First video. I don't know this one either. It's modern. I mean, I guess. Ironically, they would have played a song from the original Charlie Chaplin. Probably would have got it. Is this some bad military movie? This sounds like bad Banjo-Kazooie music. That's what this sounds like.
This is.
Oh, do you have an idea?
The Mummy.
Like the 20s Mummy?
Yeah.
The Librarian.
Yeah, that movie that exists.
What's The Librarian?
Who the fuck knows that movie? This was a terrible idea.
High times ahead. Take it slow.
Fiddler on the Roof.
He does it. Turn off the juice.
It's close.
Oh my God! Like I know these movies. Like never seen them.
No.
Never heard.
Oh, I don't know The Librarian.
Them. I don't know that one.
I'll tell you one thing, that sounds just like this. No, which one is it? Is it this one? It's not that one. Never mind, I just made that all up.
Yeah, you did.
I made that all up, never mind. Sweeney
what?
Todd? Nope. Oh, this is a... is this like Police Squad or whatever? But I don't really know what it is.
What? Police yeah. Squad?
I don't know that. Are you kidding me?
What a bitch.
Dude, ban this girl. Dude, this is emotional right here.
Zorro?
Man. This makes me want to kiss you.
This is Zorro, man. Pride and Prejudice.
It was from 16 Candles, Ren. She jebaited us.
Yeah. Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, we see your face. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
Nope.
Oh, that's the one where the girl's 14 and shows her boobs. It's a very controversial movie. I know that factoid because I'm on a crusade to eliminate it.
It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so...
Annie.
Sound of Music.
Oh, I probably would have got that if I would have listened to
what? Why are you skipping shit, man?
I'm sorry! This list blows! That was the first one I would have known! Okay, we'll listen to this one, alright?
It's a bad one to
listen to. I should have skipped it!
It's a bad one to listen to.
I should have skipped this one, man!
Oh, God.
It's gonna be something with Johnny Depp or something from the 80s. Told ya. Freaking Willow?
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 What the fuck? This is terrible. This is the worst.
This is gonna have something to do with midgets. Guarantee it's a midget song.
Willy Wonka again?
Or Beetlejuice, whatever. There's probably midgets in that movie, right? That sucked, dude. This list blows. Should have gone with the first one.
That had more recognizable ones, yeah.
Oh, I
this
feel
is
like,
an animated
I
movie.
I feel like we should know this one.
Pocahontas?
No. I don't know. I mean, these aren't really
this
like...
might be WALL-E.
The middle of the movies, you know? I like the middle of the theme, you know?
What? What?
Like, I feel like they need to be the sweeping themes. Like, all of these are like the beginning of yeah. the songs. Like, it's very hard to guess. Yeah. Hook. Roxanne. Me on the toilet after Wings. You don't have to put on
that red what? Light. This is a cover of Bob Marley?
No, this is a cover of Police. That's what this
that's
is.
Right.
It's Moulin Rouge.
Jesus Christ. Tell me that's not Ewan McGregor singing, right?
I can't confirm it's not, but I didn't sound like him, right?
No.
You're a part-time lover and full-time friend.
Oh,
Juno?
Is this Juno, right?
This is Juno, isn't it?
I
don't see what
anyone can see. I mean, it sounds like Juno. Hey, Ren says Juno. I'll kiss you
on the brain yeah. in the shadow of the train. Yep, yep, yep. Starry-eyed, my body
swinging from side Leave. To side. I don't see what anyone Michael Cera back when he made movies. Back before Ellen Page was a lesbian. But I did a thing. And it's nothing like I've ever known before. This I have no idea. Oh, I should know this. This is a Disney movie. Love is an open
door. What is it, man? High school?
I almost think it's Frozen again.
Might be.
Yeah. They almost got me. Dude, I know my Frozen, dude. You're melting. Some people are worth melting for. That's right, Olaf.
Are you fucking kidding
dude,
me?
Dude, I love Olaf, dude.
If you have a snowman in your movie, does he have to melt? Just maybe not right
this second. Dude, Olaf's the best.
That's the worst thing ever.
You're the worst thing ever. This is that... Coen Brothers movie. Yeah, let's see.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
That's it. I couldn't think of not No Country for Old Men.
I love this song.
This song's great,
place
dude.
Place where he was born and raised.
I like how you like this.
This is good.
I mean, yeah.
Funky music.
This is all I listen to.
This is not.
You just poo all over my Bob tree, Dylan. Man. You just poo all over my Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, Bob
this
Dylan
isn't a cedar tree.
Ass.
That's a cottonwood. This is gonna be something that Whitney would have liked. Whatever this is. This is like David Bowie or something, man. Dude. Playing songs. I like Guess the Score better, man. Sex Bomb Woman? Sex Bomb Woman? Is that what it is?
Kill,
Sex
Kill Bill.
Sex Bomb Woman. Spinal Tap. Okay.
Spinal Tap?
I've never seen
there
it.
There was
man.
A movie?
All this does is prove
Isn't
that
a band?
We don't really watch. I think it was a fake band for the movie.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Score, man. It sounds like this was recorded in a bathroom.
Dude, who would know this one?
No one. Terminator.
What? There is such a more iconic song from that
That's
fucking...
That's what I'm saying, man. She's bad at picking songs.
Like right at the end, it started to get to it.
Can I skip again?
Oh, yeah.
She loves it. Is this Willow again? Dude, let's go find this lady and send her a nice letter.
We need to murder her.
This is a different person.
Okay, Miss Prune. Here we go. We're going to guess the movie for Miss Prune. Now, see, I know this theme, so it's Harry Potter. This is Harry Potter. This is Lily's theme. It opens the 6th and 7th Harry Potter film. Trust me, man. Trust me.
Okie doke.
Alexandre Desplat. Last Samurai. Not an appropriate movie background. I will follow him wherever he makes. Dude, Rent needs to be banned. He's made fun of Olaf and Harry Potter now. Sister
what?
Act. I follow. Okay, let's go to number one. Let's go to the one before they ran out of ideas.
Okay.
Can we do that?
That's probably smart.
Let's do the one before they ran out of movies. Cello. Don't know, man.
Phantom.
No, Schindler's List. Never seen it.
Shit.
Too depressing. That music makes me sad. You know why this is good, though? Because John Williams wrote it. This is the first time we don't have Dancing Grease people. At least it was listenable. We didn't skip that one. Okay, here we go.
Sounded really familiar. Jaws.
Too happy for Jaws, isn't it? I mean, it's got that dun-dun in the background.
Yeah, it's Jaws.
Yeah, it's gotta be Jaws. It's gotta be. I feel like that's too happy. If I'm getting my leg bit off by a shark during this, I'm like, this is okay.
It's that build-up, man.
Oh, this sounds very familiar, too. Is this Memoirs of a Geisha?
No.
Oh, it's The Last Samurai. It's close.
Hang on. Closer than I thought it was going to be.
I feel like they shouldn't have done The Last Samurai because I was never going to guess it because the image is from The Last Samurai. I feel like that's not fair. Oh, we should know this one, man. I mean, we should know this one. This song's so iconic. Pulp Fiction. That's probably it, yeah. Yeah, that's it. See, Rin's god tier, alright? But he's still banned because he's talking trash about Olaf. I like how he restarted over instead of just letting it go out for the echo. Yeah.
Chicago.
It's something like that, yeah. It's gonna be some musical.
Ah, god damn it again.
You were close, man.
God damn it.
If you give me Geisha for Last Samurai, I'll give you Chicago for Moulin Rouge, man. I know my Asian films, just like you know your Ewan McGregor musicals. Oh, we should know this too. Every basketball game.
Right? What is this?
What's the one with Will Ferrell? Semi-pro.
Lethal Weapon?
It's from Semi-pro.
Oh, again? What?
Now, this is not a Kill Bill song. Like, this is just a song that happened to be in Kill Bill.
Right.
Because, yeah, this is like I heard this when I went to K-State games all the time. Just constantly.
Here come the cats, dude.
Star Trek.
I don't know, man.
Star Pete.
Is it Spaceballs?
Lord of the Rings, that's it. Yep. Rin got it. Lord of the Rings. That's
right,
it.
That one.
Perfect. What? Star Wars? I've never even heard of that.
What is that?
Must be a movie about old people. I see a lot of old people. So.
There is a lot of them. Avengers?
It's too new. I don't know. There wasn't enough of it. Hunger Games now. Empire Strikes Back sucks. Rin just felt how I feel when he talks bad about Olaf. Pirates of the Black Lagoon. Do it! If you know your memes, you'll know this. I can't tell you how many videos I've seen of boats with this music in the background. That's such a stupid poster, by the way. What is that?
It's in every movie ever.
This is another one like the Kill Bill one, where it's just not for the movie, you know? Never seen that.
No, I've seen that. That's a random one to put on this
is
list.
Is that McLovin in the background?
Oh, yeah, it is. And also that Batman is Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
It's a pretty good movie. You should watch it. Is Frozen?
I don't know if you're joking or not. But like, was that like a Pirates of the Black Lagoon joke?
Oh.
Like, that's one of the most famous songs of all time.
No. Oh, I heard White Somewhere.
It's a terrible rendition of it, though. Because this is not from the movie. It's just the lyrics.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that one.
Getting really tired of this Last Samurai. Oh, this is Requiem for a Dream.
Yep.
This is one of the most famous trailer songs of all time.
Yep.
Need drama? Throw up title cards! If you've ever edited a video as an amateur, you know this song. It's like the most famous trailer song ever. Never seen the movie, though. You ever seen
Mm-mm.
it? I feel
it's
like I
weird.
Couldn't take it seriously
it's
because
really,
that song's
it's
in
all
it.
About drugs, I feel like.
Fantastic. Oh, this is also Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, the wizard one.
Yeah, the wizard.
The wizard.
Gandalf.
Yeah.
Harry Gandalf.
Harry Gandalf.
And the sorcerer's horse.
The sorcerer's horse. A horse is a horse, of course, but when
Mr.
he's a
Ed.
Horse, of course.
Dude, I hope Mr. Ed shows up in here. See, this list is much better than the first one being Sister Act.
Yeah.
I like how that he must like that one because he let it play about 6 minutes longer than the other ones.
I love you.
Oh, we should know. This is Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park, man.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard the school orchestra play Jurassic Park with their trumpets?
Like, what?
Like, have you ever heard that video of the school orchestra playing Jurassic Park?
No.
We're going to detour real quick, because I need to play this for you, because it's one of the greatest. It brings me so much joy.
We're going
to
detour real quick.
Oh, I did not mean to go here. No promotion. There's promotion. It's gotta be it. It's one of the best videos of all time, dude. Let's see. Probably some of these are good, but I don't know. This might be it. They're trying so hard, man. I don't know why one of them is dressed up like Cookie Monster. They're all in Halloween costumes. Here we go, man. Come on, get to the build up. Get to the build up, kids. We ain't got all day. I'm every parent's inner monologue right now. There's like, you know, there's like six mothers that are like, look at my boy. And then there's the rest of us are all like, God, play it at a faster tempo. I gotta go home and eat meat.
Go home and eat meat.
Look at all those kids.
Look at Dorothy right
there.
It's
theme thing one and thing two. There's a guy dressed up as a creeper from Minecraft playing the timpani. What a legend. These kids, dude, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Why?
Dude, when it gets to, if this is the right video, when it gets to the build up, dude, it's gonna crush it with amazingness. I don't remember there being this much lead up, though, if I'm being totally honest. I feel like this isn't gonna be it.
I don't think it's it. Because it already played the build up.
5,000 views. What if I just do like terrible?
Just terrible.
Just Charles Barkley, terrible, dude.
Terrible.
Maybe that has 925 views. Maybe it's this one. I'm gonna try it out, chat. See, these guys look all dressed up. Like this is a college band. They can't be bad, right? They can't be bad.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I'm gonna have to look for it like after the show and then email it to you and be just lol, man. It's this one. No, because it's only 635 views. Because, see, that's pretty acceptable, man. I'm mad. Okay, we'll go back to our game.
Yeah, just go back to the game.
Back to the game. Have we seen the Duel of the Fates with real lyrics? I've seen that. Have you seen that? That's pretty great. All right, here we go. I nailed that one, though, just by the way.
Dude, you got that one right on the money. Right on the fucking money.
Next movies are not deserving of that theme anymore,
next
by the way.
Next song.
Oh, I should know this, too.
This is Lord of the Rings.
This is Lord of the Rings. It actually is Lord of the Rings. This is the Shire theme. Star Wars. God, it doesn't make you sad you're never going to get Lord of the Rings ever again in your life.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it doesn't, because they're probably the best movies Lord of the Rings could ever be, but I just want more of them.
I know, I can't even go back and rewatch them now, because it's too nostalgic for
right.
me.
Right.
Memories of a Geisha.
No, I don't think there's any vocals in Memoirs of a Geisha. I don't think so. I could be wrong. Gladiator? That's the worst selection from Gladiator.
That's a
bad selection. Gladiator has some great Hans Zimmer in it. Okay, let's get some more. God, I'm so sick of looking at this stupid image from Samurai, dude. I feel like we had more than 10 seconds for this and we might have been able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Nope, never would have got it, no matter.
Nope. I was going to say Interstellar.
Does it look like that bug is wearing a little cowboy hat?
It looks like a skull.
You're a skull.
I have one.
What's that one movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Tobey Maguire from Tropic Thunder?
That's like some fucking... Oh, I was going to say Christmas movie.
Fortnite? PUBG? Rome
I feel
Royale?
Like that movie is really brutal. I believe all those children fight each other.
Good. Need less of them in the world, so. Fine with that.
Christmas movie.
No, it's gonna be a romance movie, man. It's gonna be romance. Told ya. Damn it. This movie is not about the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It is about Josh Hartnett trying to bang Aerosmith's daughter. That's all that movie's about.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah. Steven Tyler's daughter, man.
Mm. fucking whatever that
Leo... Just some dude going ham on a reed, I'll tell
Leo
you that.
That movie was, man, whatever that was, the bear. Nope.
300? Why does it look like what's his name in the middle there is like scratching the guy's back too hard?
Yeah.
Right there!
Yeah, I'm bleeding!
Right there. That's it, dude. Yo, should we do number two? Let's see how long it takes for them to get bad. Are
this
these
is
all
100% Disney?
Are they all Disney?
That's what it says, man.
Oh, 100% Disney. Well, where's number two? Oh, I guess this is number two. Okay, number three.
This is 100% animation now.
And then we go to number four, which is Sister Act. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Sister Act. Okay, let's just
maybe get
let's give it
maybe,
a chance.
Maybe
let's give
get,
it a chance.
Maybe it'll
man.
Get better.
Hey, Ren, this is actually fun compared to the rest of your show, which is straight crap.
Oh.
We should know this one, man. We should know this one.
Some chick flick.
It's the most famous movie of all time. Is that Buffy?
That's Buffy, man. Thanks, Ren. I appreciate it, man. I try.
I tried once. That song was not
for me. Alright, this one's bad.
This is that. I think it's called One. It's two Irish people walking. Nope.
What the fuck?
What is now? Now we kind of got to continue the list because this list is off the rails, messed up now.
Yeah.
Like what is going on? Like I can't. I'm kind of excited to see where it goes. This is Titanic. This is Titanic.
It is Irish people walking.
I wasn't wrong. Yeah, here, there's nothing
up here. Jesus. Who is this?
Celine Dion.
That's right.
She's been coasting on this for 30 years, man. By the way, we live in 2037. No idea. It's like vaguely, it's vaguely Japanese, but it's not going to
Stuart
be Japanese.
Little. I mean, that was
old
I
movie.
Was close.
What
close.
Is this guy's face? Like, look at it. Going to kiss you. Line it up, hurt. Stupid. Old movies suck. Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Old movies suck. Write it down.
No joke, Stuart Little was a movie masterpiece. I agree, man.
I don't remember it. I remember I watched it.
I wanted a fucking pet.
Was it Matthew Broderick, the mouse, in that movie? No, that's Despero. Never mind. I got my cartoon mice confirmed. Or confused. Braveheart.
It's a good guess.
It's something like that. It's about some big, strong man.
Of course, again?
No, the last one was The Hobbit.
Well, still. This is the same
terrible.
Person using the same movie.
But it's a bad
list.
Song. It's not from Lord of the Rings. I mean, it might be on the soundtrack, but it's not in the movie unless it's in the 30-minute end credits. Oh, this is... well, I know the name of the song. It's
Saturday,
Unchained Melody is
Saturday
the name
Night
of the song.
Boogie.
But I
Saturday
doubt this
Night
is
Fever.
From a movie. Go! Dead Patrick Swayze, he's actually a ghost, because he's dead. Is that insensitive?
Is that in Hathaway?
No, that's Demi Moore, I believe. Jeez. That movie's from like the 80s, dude. My mom used to love that movie. A random story from my life real quick. My mom got that for free on VHS from McDonald's. I remember that, because we kept going to McDonald's over and over again when I was young, so she would get Ghost on VHS. And you wonder why I'm fat. Oh, I should know this. This sounds so familiar. 16 Candles. Every time I didn't know it's 16 Candles.
Chronicles.
Oh! Holy! What?
Ooh!
How did you
Pulled
know
that?
Pulled that
shit out, man. It sounded fantasy, and we already did the other two.
My God, dude. Chronicles of what? Narnia?
Yeah, man. Chronic. What?
Sad piano. Piano is sad because someone has AIDS.
Notebook. Got nothing.
Oh, what?
Told you he had AIDS.
Yeah, you're right.
Told you. Forrest Gump, dude.
One
got
of them had AIDS.
Mama always said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know. Have you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah, man, it's good.
I need to watch it. I saw it like a long, long time ago. I feel like I need to watch it again.
It's one of those movies that should have ended before it ends.
Okay.
Yeah, because it just kind of drags.
It's another stupid 80s
writing
movie.
On the wall, man. What's the writing on the wall?
Dirty Dancing.
Jesus.
And I swear, my mom also loved this movie. I heard that song all the time. I had it on cassette, dude. I'm so old.
I hate all these old ones. Can we do like 2000s?
They're running out of movies, man.
Only 2000s kids know all these movies. What's this one?
Robin Hood.
What?
Nope.
Should watch Trainspotting.
I'm just clicking through to see if I even know. What is this, Rain Man? The Untouchables. Don't even know, dude.
Rain Man?
E.T. wouldn't have known it.
No.
What's this? You know the name of the movie? Bodyguard? Nope. Mamma Mia. Okay, we would have gotten that one.
We would have gotten that one. Hold your
breath and count. We would have gotten that one. Nope.
There's four of them right there. It says the Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers and there's four dudes.
There's four of them. One of them must die, right? One of them's dead.
Guarantee it's the fat one. It's not Ewan McGregor. Is that Ewan McGregor right there?
It looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's Ewan McGregor,
oh,
right?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
Cool
video. See, told you it's Lily's theme from Harry Potter by Alexandre Desplat. Dude, I
Ooh,
called that, man.
Desplat, man. Desplat.
Not Desplat. Can we guess the... Oh, video game, dudes. Let's do it.
It's Nintendo. Oh, okay, it's all...
Come on, man. You can do this. It says all eras.
How does it work, man?
God, that's so horrible. 15 seconds to guess a video game, man. Can we, like, get on with it, you think? You know, maybe?
It's got the longest transitions ever.
Four rounds?
Just skip, man. Go for it. Just skip.
You debated me, dude. The song faded out, then it came back.
About
it's a
time.
It's a full minute. Okay, here we go, dude. Here we go. This is pretty recent. August 23rd, 2017. By recent, I guess I mean a year old. Oh, my God. What a joke game. Like, if you don't know this... Like, is this just a... Do you know this one? You know this, right?
Starfire, right?
Starfire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's Starfire. Yeah, you got it, man. Like, is that... That's just to clear the noobs out, right? Like, if you don't know Mario, you don't deserve the list.
Right.
Now, if they play like something else, Zelda. This is so easy. This is main Zelda theme. You'll know it if it got to the hook. You would know it. Yeah. See, look at all the characters from The Legend of Zelda. All right, number three. You ready, man? Here we go. Pokemon.
In this,
you would know this man.
Video.
You don't know Pokemon theme.
It took me a second, but not,
well, yeah,
not
but
as
I'm gonna
fast.
Be like, bam, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, man, maybe they'll
here.
Do the theme to zombies, and you'll. I'm sure Halo's gonna be in here, and you're gonna knock it out of the park. If they don't have Halo in here, we gotta. This list sucks, right? I'm gonna give you some time to think about it, man. Starts with a K. It's pink. It's fat.
Kirby.
You got it, man. You got it, man. I'm gonna describe the characters in very obscure ways. See if you can get them. Okay, he is kind of dog-like.
Star Fox.
You got it.
I'm just looking. At
I need
all
to make him more obscure.
Yeah.
He is best friends with a rabbit. That's what I should have said. That would have got you. Oh my God! What was that, Star Fox?
That was a real life.
What is Nintendo doing back in the day? I've heard this. I don't know it. This is probably from some Sega thing. Like, let's just guess Sonic, because...
Yeah.
Or Mega Man or something like that. Punch Out. Got it.
Bam.
I knew it'd be one of those weird ones that I just don't care about because they suck. Come at me. Punch Out Blows.
Punch Out Blows.
You know this one? Woman in Space.
Metroid.
God. I need to be more obscure, man. I don't know how well he knows people. This is one of my favorite themes ever, by the way.
I should know all the characters.
Yeah, because you play a lot of Smash.
Yeah. Donkey Kong.
Oh, nice, dude!
Sounded like a gorilla.
Who composed it? David Wise, bitch. Now you know.
Now I'm wiser.
Good one, man. You got it. Okay, here we go, dude. Next one, number 9. This is gonna take me a second.
It's whatever the spaceman
is. I mean, I have a guess, but I don't feel...
That's Spaceman down at the bottom.
Mega Man?
No, the bottom left.
Olimar? You think it's Pikmin?
That one.
I was gonna guess Animal Crossing. Yeah, that's what it is. I wondered if Animal Crossing was too new to be in here yet, though.
Nah, but. It's 2017, man. This game's been out.
I wonder if they're going to do specific games. I mean, I would guess so. Because I think this is Mario 60... No, it's Pikmin? Oh, I'm wrong. Oh, I'm wrong, dude. Dude, I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have.
I was almost 10 for 10
you
or
fail,
whatever,
man.
Pikmin? Pikmin's music sounds just like Mario's water levels, by the way. You should know this, man. You stared at the menu forever, wondering where multiplayer was.
What?
It's the name of a famous rapper.
Uncharted?
It's Nathan Drake.
When did I stare at a menu?
You bought Uncharted 1 because I thought we could play multiplayer together. Didn't that multiplayer?
Wow.
Oh, I have no idea what this is. Chat, if you know. Parappa the Rapper, dude. Let's do it. He's right there. Say it's him. Parappa the Rapper. Did you say Little Big Planet, man?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, I thought you did. I thought I heard that
I
from
really
your boys.
Did.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, man, this one's got to be intense. Why is it so quiet?
I don't know.
I have no idea, dude.
Bioshock.
God of War.
Ratchet.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just like, I don't know. It was newer for me. This one I actually do know. I feel like this is the coot, yeah. Yeah, Rinsei and Crash Bandicoot, that's who it is, yeah. I call him the coot.
Coot?
Because he's a coot.
The coot.
He's a bandicoot, man. God of War? Fair
pretty,
guess, right?
Pretty good guess.
No, I think this is Fat Princess. I think so. Yeah. That's what Colby looks like without his shirt on, too, dude. It's a fact. They actually modeled that after his body.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I need to hold in the mic. If you want to test me, I'll do your fight. Okay, this has got to be Parappa.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. This is Ryu's theme, guys. Punch, jump, tap, block, once more now, kick. Fresh Prince. Tick. This is a story all about how my life got just turned upside down. Oh.
Oh. It's the cat.
Sly Cooper? I don't think it's Sly Cooper, man. It's Fat Princess. It's Loco Roco. Okay, this list's over. Don't know any of these, man. Only the smartest 8% can pass this superhero quiz. That is so clickbait.
Yeah.
I've never heard it, man. So, guess the emojis with these fun tests.
How are you not finishing this video, man? We gotta get to the Xbox where I know things.
Oh, that's true. Okay, can we agree to skip PlayStation?
Sure. I wanted to hear the Twisted Metal theme, man. I saw Twisted Metal in there. I don't think
they
it
didn't
was,
play man. It. We clicked all of them. It was fun. Okay, it's Banjo-Kazooie. I don't know how. how this ends up in Xbox. I mean, technically, I guess it's Xbox, but this is the Banjo-Kazooie theme, so... Rin, we believe you, all right? I wouldn't have. I mean, there's literally the Stampeding Bulls from Banjo-Kazooie 1 right now in the background. Like N64 game. I mean, I know it's Rareware, but, like...
Come on, just give us the voices. Just sing it, man.
Halo.
Here it comes. There it is, man. Destiny.
Did you ever feel like, because that song's so good, we could literally just play it on our stream for 3 minutes and go take a break, and people would still be entertained enough that we wouldn't have to talk?
Yeah.
Like, instead of our BRB string, it's just like, here's the Halo theme. Just listen to this, and we'll be back in a second. Yeah. That's the only one we're going to get, right?
Yeah. This may be
no
Gears.
Other one.
Yeah, Gears.
I've never played a Gears game in my life, dude.
They're bloody.
I'm sure they are, because Xbox, you know, they're very edgy. Clocks? Do you like clocks? I believe this is Christopher Nolan and Hans Zimmer's collaboration together.
Dunkirk. Oh, no.
Oh, I remember Blinks. That stupid cat, dude. Microsoft has been... You know what? Oh, we should know this. What is this? Oh my god, this is Perfect Dark? Is this Perfect Dark? I think they're going to throw it at the curveball because technically this is a Nintendo 64 game, but I'm fairly certain this is the Datadyne thing for Perfect Dark. I'm fairly certain. Yeah. Played a lot of that game. Stupid bots, dude. I'll never forget those bots. Evil.
That was all Xbox.
Never going to get Sega.
Never going to get Sega.
Never going to get him. Sonic the Hedgehog. Told you. That's literally all I'm going to know.
I don't know any of those games.
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of the people in this are Sonic the Hedgehog characters.
That was fun while it lasted.
Man, stupid. We just wanted to hear the Halo thing. That's all we wanted. Oh, I forgot Mr. Egghead right here. All right, man, what else you got?
That's all I got.
Got another 30 minutes to fill the show, man?
I don't.
What did I wrote down prep today. I don't remember any of it.
Did you? He looked at me like, yeah, you're so. What do you think of this?
Oh,
man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I actually do have stuff written down.
Got nothing.
Our 100th episode is coming up, man.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for it?
What episode are we on now?
96.
Oh, shit.
It's 2 weeks. 1 week. It's 1 week from Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We figured this math.
Right. Because Colby is going to be off.
Not this Thursday.
Thursday. Are you off a week from. Okay.
It's not this Thursday.
But I thought the show was a Thursday.
Yeah.
So 97 is Thursday. 98 Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll be gone.
99 Sunday again. Mm-hmm. Okay, then 100 is Thursday. So it is. It's 2 weeks from this Thursday is our 100th episode.
Yeah.
Because 1 week from this Thursday, you're going to be gone.
Yep.
So what are we going to do for the 100th episode?
Naked stream.
I don't think we can do a naked stream, man.
We could do it. We have to get like some sensor bars.
Is it possible for you to take off work the next day?
No.
I feel like it is, and you're just saying no, it's because not. If you say yes, then you'll have to do whatever I ask after it.
Yeah, no. Nope.
I want to do the power hour that night, man.
No.
Well, think of it this way. Do the power hour, no Colby plays games that night.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm?
I'm taking off the week before that week, so I can't take off that week, too.
Colby plays games?
Yeah. No. Of work as well.
Oh, because you're going out of town. I see. Yep. Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. Greatest hit stream from past shows.
Oh,
that would
God.
Require me to do a lot of work.
Yeah,
I can't
do it.
That
would take a little bit
I would
of time.
Love to do that, but I don't have the time. Colby has the time.
I do not.
You do, because you could just listen to the show while you're working and then just write down a timestamp of something that deserves to be in the best of.
I am not going to sit through our show for the next 2 weeks of my life.
Why
no.
not, man? It's no. high-quality content.
That. Fuck that, man.
I would love for you to do that, actually, because we could make a greatest hits album then sell it, you know, to people.
Oh, yeah, we could sell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, all these people, they'd buy it, they'd eat it up.
Be free on the internet if we did it on the show.
Okay, well, you got me there.
Yeah.
No, I would love to do a greatest hits stream. What I really would like to do is, what if we play, because our 100th actual episode has already passed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it passed.
It was when we had the fucking cake.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought, for some reason in my head, that was a 10-year cake, but that was actually 100 episodes, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember. We should remember that.
I'm pretty sure it said 100 episodes.
I think it did, too.
Yeah.
Because I think we did 19 before we started this, so that would have been episode 79? No, 81.
That one.
Episode 81. We can look it up real quick. Let's see what we did on episode 81.
Just also,
mosey on over to SethandColby.com.
Just side note, on our YouTube thumbnails, you can literally see when I get haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, or? I didn't realize. I didn't.
I mean, you'd think people would. What's up, everybody? How's. Let's see. 100% of people who breathe oxygen die. Amy Schumer's movie probably sucks. Can a 10-minute movie exist as a prank? Batman and Superman's mothers share the same first name. There's a reason the Cloverfield movies aren't good anymore. Seth wore fancy clothes today for the first time in months. Colby wants to flip tires.
It wasn't in the show.
We've been talking about flipping tires for that long, man?
It wasn't in the show. It was during my gaming, because I...
Well, that's when the cake showed up, but I remember we specifically said... No, we discovered our 10-year anniversary on the show.
Yeah. That was a Thursday, too.
Now we got to look up the cake. Even Colby yawns for fast shows? Dude.
I can't.
There's a lot of yawns.
Not yawn, man.
Okay, I think if I go to media, is that going to be faster?
Yes.
Okay, media. I just search cake. Like, that would make. Every single thing I post, every tweet I post is media.
That's a good point.
Like, it's literally the same, I feel like. I'm just looking for the cake photo. How far back are we? We're only to May. Let's keep going. We're almost there. There it is. Yeah, 100th. Yeah, 100 episodes.
Yeah.
So we had a cake for technically 100 episodes.
I thought it was April 5th or something. What's our exact 10-year when we did the first episode?
No, it would have been early May. It would have been like May 1st or something.
Well, it might have been May 3rd then, man.
It could have been May 3rd. Is that what you said?
That was the cake one right there. I don't know. How are you going to find it? How you going to find it?
Wait, now I'm
this?
Trying to think. If we said 10 years, is that the same as 100 episodes?
No. But it just happened to be both, maybe. I'm pretty sure it was in April. May is when we ended.
That's right. You're right.
I thought it was early April.
So, 100 episodes would have been late May when the first show ended. I don't know how time works, man. We've been over this.
Well, yeah, it's different than doing one episode a week for like 5 weeks and then doing one episode a year for 7 years.
Yeah, but for us, to have accidentally done 100 episodes over 10 years.
Six, whatever episode we're on.
Does that disgust you, honestly, that we've done 96 episodes in the last year or so, but we've only averaged 10 episodes a year over our lifetime?
I think the average has gone up now.
No, if we've done 100 episodes in 10 years, that's 10 years, that's 10 episodes a year.
You got me with that math
right
there.
That's not even one a month.
Man, we're slacking, though.
We're not anymore.
Right.
We're here all the time
doing
shows.
We'll make it there, man. God, the yawns. Make them stop.
What? That help, man?
No.
Anyway, the reason I thought of that is because, like, no one's heard stuff from our old shows.
Mm-hmm. Let's not play any of those.
Really? You don't think so?
Sound like a baby boy.
No one cares what you sound like.
I sound like a beautiful baby boy.
Like, I have the videos of all of those.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I think they're 320 by 240 resolution, but I have all the videos of that.
Let's not do that.
We could put them on the screen and show people for 100th episode. Or, second thought, power hour. One drink of beer every minute for an hour.
Like, I feel like that won't be that bad.
That's what I'm saying. But what if it is?
For 2 hours?
No, for 1 hour. It's okay. Thursday. It's Thursday's show. And then you'd do Colby Plays Games afterwards, so you'd have some time to sober up.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, we could do it, right? Both. I just think, like, every minute, drink a beer. Not, like, a whole beer, but, right. like, just a drink. Power Hour, it's only a drink, not a whole can. You'll be all right. That's what I thought, man.
Yeah. I think there's 30 sips in one can in 30 minutes.
I didn't say sip. Now, we need to take a drink.
Gulp. Gulp.
Yeah, just, you know, like a shot size, I would say. We could even pour it into shots, make
Let's
it even.
Not do that. That way we. That's so
no,
weird.
I think we do shots.
No.
I think we get the ladies in here. They pour our shots for us because we're working. All right.
They're not going to do that.
They're going to do it because I'll ask them
They're
to.
They're not going
to
do that.
I'll do it because I ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Pour us drinks in every minute because we got to have someone in here to supervise us. We got to have someone in here to be like, it's been a minute. Because we'll start talking about underwear, God knows why, and we'll lose track of time, and we'll start listening to Frozen music, and then we'll forget.
Yeah.
And then we'll get super drunk because we'll forget, and we'll do that. We'll lose track up, and we'll drink a whole beer just to YOLO it, and that's how things get out of control. We need someone here to babysit us during the power hour.
So we're going to hear a shot every, like, 60 times?
Well.
In one episode?
Yeah. I mean, they just got to, like, put it... I mean, it's going to be a 100-episode celebration.
Yeah, man.
If you don't want to celebrate, get out! And then you'll do Colby Plays Games.
I'll be there, man. I'll be there.
Because you're playing Fortnite this Thursday, I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you not playing Fortnite. And then you're taking a week off. Then it'll be the next one, so...
What's the next one?
Well, I'll have to make a list. Oh. Depends on what wins.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be Fortnite, Dark Souls 3, Breath of the Wild... To pick. We'll have to pick something off the list, man. Let me go right now and apply my scientific method to the list. Let me go look. Let's see here. Okay, we already did Getting Over It, so... I mean, it's not going to matter. Everyone's going to pick... Everyone is going to pick Fortnite. I'm going to put... I'll put... Dude, I'm running out of games, man.
Yeah, I don't know any of these, except Just Dance, which I'm not doing.
That one will be the one for the drinking stream, probably.
Yeah, no, nope.
Because then you're liquored up.
Nope, not going to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't deny what chat picks.
I can refuse.
You can't refuse.
I can refuse.
You can't.
Yeah.
Chat will revolt. They pay us, man.
Have they, though?
What?
Have they?
Have they what?
Paid?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Menace, definitely.
I see Menace.
Ren's a sub. No.
I haven't paid enough.
Well, I mean, maybe it won't win, man. You could campaign against it.
No, the more I campaign, the more they're going to vote for it.
You got to do reverse psychology? So you should be saying on the show right now you can't wait for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't put that one on the list.
I'm going to put it on the list. Yeah, you know why I'm going to put it on the list? Because the girls have already asked me to put it on the
Is
list.
Is that the one that they were talking... Brett was talking about that earlier. That's I've the been, one that they were talking about?
I've been pumping the brakes on it for
oh,
you, man.
Oh, my God.
I've been, but...
I can't even do it in here.
I don't, that's part of the reason I'm pumping the brakes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to literally reset up the studio in here.
Let's not do that.
Well.
Those games, physical activity games
are not
involved.
That was my biggest worry is how are you gonna do it for 2 hours?
Exactly. Yeah. No fucking way am I gonna do that.
Well, I think Brittany wanted to help you dance. Like, she was also gonna participate, last I heard. Which I also said
If they want to take over for more some of the time, sure, that's fine.
Like, I'm not dancing.
Oh.
Period.
Oh, are you not?
I'm not.
Why are you not?
Because I'm too special.
No, you're not.
I am.
You are the opposite of special.
I'm too special.
You're, no, you're not even close to being special.
Well, now you're just getting hurt.
Yeah. We're going there if you're not dancing, bitch.
It's not Colby Plays Games. Or it's not Seth Plays Games. It's Colby Plays Games. It's Colby Dances.
Yeah, but is Seth ever going to play Just Dance?
Seth will play Just Dance on his stream for his 100th episode.
Oh, will he?
I'm sure that's already passed.
Will he?
Yeah. Wonder how many streams I've done.
That's true.
It has to be way over 100 yeah. by now. So you got chat missed their opportunity. They probably weren't watching during 100 episodes. So
maybe
it's their fault, man.
Maybe
it's their fault.
You
they should have been
it
a thousand.
Now,
I'll do it 1,000 episodes.
You
I
don't
will
know.
Commit to chat right now.
You don't know. You're not keeping track.
If that's about to say, I will do Just Dance for my stream. If someone. Plans out what my 1,000th stream will be, lets me know in advance, and then can prove that there's been 1,000 streams. I'm not doing any of the work for it, but I will do it to celebrate 1,000 streams. Mm-hmm. And I will do it dressed as a ballerina. They won't do it, so I'm not scared. No one is going to go back and count all the streams. I don't even think it's possible. Because Twitch only keeps them for 60 days.
Yeah.
There's no way to prove it.
No.
So I'm the victor. They could probably actually go through my Twitter and see every day that I said I streamed. That's what they would have to do. They'd have to count my tweets when I'm live. And I think...
Fuck that.
For the sake of technicality, anytime I hit start streaming counts as a stream. So days were like... I do a morning and an evening stream. Those are two streams. So it's not days, it's streams. Because I only leave and then come back if I'm doing something different enough that it constitutes like they're shows. You know, they're different shows to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like one physical episode, the beginning, a middle, and an end. Every stream I do is scripted. So
all I know is I just don't want to dance.
Well, man, you should talk to your girlfriend about it.
Well, I tried earlier. She was like, there's one on the list I'm very excited for.
Yeah, they are more excited about it.
And they were like, or she was like, I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out. And I'm like, uh-huh, okay, what's that?
Yeah, it's because we all know you're going to say no.
Now I found out.
I've been telling Chat and I have been talking about it for a couple weeks. I've been telling him you're going to veto it.
Oh, yes.
But they say you can't veto it.
I can veto it. It's Colby plays games. Colby can choose which games he does not want to play.
The rules are Chat picks the games. Chat nominates the games.
Those are rules made up by me because it's me playing games.
I think I made up those
rules.
Well,
you did, but I agreed to them. But I can change the rules because it's me playing the games, not you. I told you to play Getting Over It. You didn't do what I said.
I did play, and I almost knocked you off the mountain before you made any forward progress.
On your stream.
I can't play it on my stream. My stream is too taxing on the processor. Frames would drop.
Yeah.
It's a problem,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. Excuses.
But yeah, Just Dance after a power hour, I think, is probably the best you're ever going to get. But you don't want to do it sober.
No, I'm not going to do it at all.
Good luck with that.
I'm not going to do it at all.
Good luck with that, man.
Not at all.
Good luck fighting the public outcry that will happen.
I will go in and figure out how to edit the poll and take it off.
Dude, best of luck to you. If you could do something like that, I will follow whatever the poll says. So if the poll shows up and there's only three options, or the fourth one just says day off, I'll be like, that's what the poll says. People voted. I won't argue with that. That's friggin' science.
Yeah.
You start meddling with elections, the whole America's gonna fall down. You just gotta trust it's true, all right? That's how Trump's been in the office for 2 years. We all know we didn't deserve to be there. We ain't gonna mess with it, though, because America. It's the same thing America. For Colby Plays Games.
Yep.
Now, if all four of them are Just Dance...
Every option
is just I'm gonna stab.
There's one option on the poll and it says Just Dance.
I'm gonna stab you.
Can you do that? I wonder if you couldn't make a poll with just one option, right? That would be hilarious, though. I could just make a webpage. It's just a radio button and it's there. Did I get my 500 hog bucks? Well, if you have to ask, I don't feel like he deserved them. What do you think?
I don't think you did it.
Oh, I definitely did it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I definitely did. I actually did it while you were here in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because we were rewatching it for video streams, and I was like, I'm going to give him his hog bucks right now before I forget. So I went and gave it to him.
And then you
were back there talking about Class or something, Land Before Time, and something like that.
Huh?
You were talking about how you were at school once and he got sick, and you were real mad because you missed Land Before Time.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen the Land Before Time, so I couldn't relate to that story.
No, I remember talking.
My school about also didn't have a nurse, so I can't relate there either.
That's probably not good.
At my school, dude. They didn't have books. You think they had a school nurse?
I would hope so. No. Yeah, that's kind of part of needing to be at a school.
School did not have that. No. No.
Sprinkled holy water?
That's him. I went to Southern Baptist school. They pray the sickness out of you.
We're not going back on religion.
Why not, man?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
We could fill up 12 minutes with it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so here's this week's poll. What should we do?
Any Uncharted?
I don't know which one to pick because I feel bad that, like, if I put something on there, like I feel like if Red Dead's up there, people are going to vote Red Dead because they want you to play it. Like, Fortnite needs to win because there are four people very passionate about you playing Fortnite, and it's been on the poll.
Well, then they got to vote.
For 2 weeks or two
they
months, and they've never
then.
Won.
Well, that sucks for them. I'll just avoid it. I will constantly avoid that game.
Fortnite. Dark Souls 3, Breath of the Wild. Let's do Uncharted. Let's just do it. Uncharted.
Any of them.
Any. I think I only own four, so that's one.
Perfect.
Get. Only own four. Hey, Declan, what's up, man? So that's going to be the poll. And then next week, Just Dance, and then Dark Souls 3, Breath of the Wild, and whichever.
I'm going to go in and take it off.
Okay, man. If you can do it, more power to you.
Vagina.
I don't think that's a thing. He just sent us a link to a JPEG. Just out of nowhere.
That sounds sketchy.
I know, you don't say, man. I'm sure it's fine, right?
Yeah, right. It's gonna be the hog.
Yeah, it's a picture that didn't load, so I'm sure it's totally good. So. Poosh.
Didn't even work,
man. Sad. When you try to put your agenda in a chat and it just doesn't even work, that's a sad.
That's a sad.
That's
thing
a feels
right
bad, man. That's a feel bad, man. Probably a virus. Good. I need some of those.
Shut down your computer, man.
That's all right. I actually report people in my chat. Like it's kind of fun. Like, some guy the other day came in and gave me 5 bits and used the N-word. I felt so good reporting him for inappropriate use of bits to Twitch. Because, you know, they banned him. No, they did. They can't support that. So I get to lie. It's like, not only
do you
can
still
we
get the 5 bits, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can't refund bits. Nice. It's great, dude. Some guy came in the other day, gave me 10 bits, and he's like, Fortnite's better. It's like, okay. It's cool, man. Thanks for your bits. Hey, you want to share your opinions with me with bits attached, I will. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. But I will ban you.
If they're racist.
Yes. And then I will report you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you guys suck. You know, I honestly feel bad for, like, the people out there who are less experienced. Because, you know, there's sad people out there that have, like, 2 viewers or whatever, you know, probably like we do. And, like, but they need the people in their mm-hmm. lives, you know? And so, like, someone comes in and he's just like, hi. And you're like, oh, my God. It's my time. He's going to follow me. This is going to be it, you know? And so they're desperate for it. And then they click the link and mm-hmm. then they get virused. And I feel bad for those people, you know? Like, you can't catfish us because we're empty inside.
Yeah. Like, right. No.
It's like, I could live with or without your link.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're not going to get butthurt because you sent something in chat, and we're not going to...
Right.
We don't have to click it.
Right, we don't get butthurt if you don't follow us.
Only from the people that we know.
But I know that there's people out there that, like, if someone comes into their stream and says hi and then leaves, that's like, that's a personal attack. Like, they're like, what did I do wrong? It's like dating.
No, oh, yeah.
And I know that there's people out there taking advantage of those small streamers, and I feel bad for them. I just want to go give them a hug and be like, listen, dude.
They'll get there.
If you're a talent... No, they may not. If you're talented, you'll get there.
they'll get
but there's
there.
Always the tones of the world that ain't gonna get there, you know? No matter how hard you try.
He said he wanted to start streaming again.
I knew... That's why I knew The Office was for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to go back into the gaming.
I'm never hosting him. Ever. No. It's never happening. If I see one person from my chat over there and they're not low-key trolling him the entire time, they're banned from my chat. Unless they're a sub, and then that's okay.
Oh, man.
I described my channel the other day, like, that I was a boyfriend in an open relationship. They're like, I'm okay with the people who watch my stream going to other streams mm-hmm. and being with those people as long as they always come home.
I got
and
you.
Then I get mad. Like, if they go there and they sub there, but not to me, banned. Yeah. I would love for Tone to begin streaming again. I would love it, dude.
That's what he's
the more
saying.
Content he makes, the better my life becomes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's entertainment?
Yeah, that's my, like, YouTube fail compilations. You know? Not like his entire stream's a fail, but you know, like, people get online, they like to watch other people's misery, it makes them feel bad. That's his streams to me.
I gotcha.
You know, like, he's got his new podcast up. I need to go watch it.
Mm.
I don't think he's had a non-boob-related title for his podcast since inception, because this one just has the word nips in all capital letters, so I'm pretty excited to watch the first 3 minutes of that and then bounce. Yeah, nips. Yeah, nips, man. It's great.
Good lord.
But yeah, I know Keep It 100 will watch, but I also know Keep It 100 is incapable of going into other people's, any people's chats, mine included, and not low-key trolling.
Yeah.
You remember the first thing he said in our chat today?
No.
Drunk History with Will Ferrell, just trolling.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that's right. Part of the reason he's great, you know?
That is true.
He's a good troll, you know, because mm-hmm. he knows when not to troll, and he knows the exact right level to troll. It's actually kind of brilliant. But I mean, I shouldn't compliment him because now he's gonna get a big head. And you suck.
Yep.
Get better.
Get better, man.
No, but like, I hope he does, dude. It's all I want.
That's all you want.
That's all I want, man. You don't suck, Keep 100. I like you, and I would pet your beard if it was here in my face. And it required very little effort for me to get up and to move, but that's really more about me than it is about you. Just, I don't want to move.
Being honest. Why? No.
Dude, I had to pet someone's beard.
Why?
I will let you know for sure. I mean, I think, dude, I don't know. Honestly, like, I may not even... Do I even follow him anymore on Twitch? Do you think he'll stream on Twitch?
Yeah, I think that's where he said he was going
to... Because, like, the whole history of his stream was, like... He streamed to Twitch. He streamed to Twitch before affiliates existed. So he just streamed to Twitch, just for the fun of it. Which is the best way to stream to Twitch.
Yes.
And then he got his affiliate... He started to grow a little bit because he streamed at a consistent schedule.
Then quit immediately.
And then he got like 3 or 4 subs, and he had a good 4 or 5 concurrent viewers every time I tuned in. And then, yeah, he quit. Like, he didn't even, like, he just went cold turkey, right? And then, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, he decided to stream to YouTube instead.
No, I thought he was doing both at the same time because he would end his stream on YouTube and be like, I'm going to go on to Twitch, so follow me over there.
Oh, that is right. He did do some of that.
Yeah.
That's right. So he stopped gaming, and then he just started live streaming to Twitch, or to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Then after he stopped YouTubing, like, he signed off, he'd go back to game to try to bring his YouTube audience to his Twitch audience.
Yep.
Because he took so much time off that everyone that Twitch watched him left. Like, he didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, there was a break, and then there was a try again, and then there's another break. Yep.
And then he stopped streaming to Twitch altogether. Mm-hmm. It's been like 6 months since he stopped streaming to Twitch. Then he streamed to YouTube. Then he stopped streaming to YouTube altogether. That's where we are now, right? No streams whatsoever of any kind.
I think so. Yeah.
No YouTube, no Twitch, none of that. And now he's thinking about coming back to Twitch. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go through 6 months of that, and then he'll stop that. Like, we really should just map out his life. Because everything's a cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Is he selling his car, by the way?
Yeah.
Because I see it over there at his parents' business.
Yeah.
So, isn't that his job?
What?
Uber?
Oh, no. Yeah, he's done with that.
So,
he's
how's
going
he make...
back to his parents.
Oh, he's working at his parents again.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's going to... It's literally a cycle. It's like I'm in 2016. He's rapping again, he's working with his parents, and he's Twitch streaming. It's 2016. And he's
going to
get back into Destiny.
Man. That's why I said he was reverting.
What is happening?
Dude, you got me. I don't know. His life's in shambles, that's what.
His life's in shambles. It's the second time today
you've said
that. Yeah. His life's in shambles.
This is the reason why I said it in the first place.
That's unbelievable, dude. We're going to talk about that off air because I have to get some idea.
Power to him.
At least he's not hot. Dude, that's mean. Like, I know what you're saying, but he doesn't know what you're saying. So if he listens to this and that you say he's not hot, he's going to cry about that.
He's going to think, yeah, attractive level.
Yeah, he's going to think that he's not attractive, which he should. No, I don't mean that, Pinella. You're a very attractive man.
No, you're not.
You can't. He'll take that seriously. You can't do it.
He knows.
He's very self-conscious. Remember that time that I commented on your Instagram of you guys flexing in the gym, and I didn't say anything about Pinella, and I just said something about you, and he got butt hurt. Because I remember you texted me and be like, I can't believe you said that thing on my Instagram. Pinella's real mad. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything about it. We're like, yeah, but you didn't say anything about him, and that's why he's mad.
I'm pretty sure you said something about him specifically. I'm pretty sure because it was
that
three
sounds
people.
More like me.
And I think you commented, Antonio's losing.
Well, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, he took it very seriously. He got hurt by it. You can't assault, like, you can insult, like, pretty much everything about him, but... Like, his body, I think he's very confident about.
Definitely go find that post.
No, it's not worth it. You don't need to prove me wrong on the air, man. We're almost out of time.
Well, then you better wrap up the show pretty quick. pretty quick.
Dude, that blows my mind, though. It is literally like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
A little while ago, yeah.
I don't remember when he signed up for Twitch. I don't remember.
A little,
but I don't have the poll done yet. Keep it 100. I'll make it this evening. I usually make it after the show on Sundays.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you found it already.
Yep. Antonio's losing.
Well, is the photo losing? Is he losing in the photo?
I mean, yeah, he's ugly. So
you guys look like the AT&T bars in that photo.
That's what I said.
It's great minds, dude. Probably stole that from you. Steal from me, you're stealing twice, man. Steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Some guy, someone in my chat DM'd me on Discord the other day and was asking me questions about like how I have stuff set up because they wanted like the face zoom in that I do on my stream and like my Nightbot commands.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I hope you don't mind me taking the zoom in face thing. And I'm like, dude, I stole that. Tim the Tap Man.
There's a lot of people who do the zoom in face thing.
Yeah, like that's not unique. And then he's like, well, how did you come up with all your Nightbot commands? And I'm like, I just went to Nightbot and typed in other streamers' names and then stole their command. Like, everything I do, I steal.
Yeah.
The only thing that is uniquely me is what I talk about. Every other piece of production I've learned through osmosis.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Copy the people who are doing it right.
Or even wrong, and I just like it.
Sure.
That's why I'm going to start my rap career. I'm calling it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be called Neem. And I want everyone to start referring to me as Neem.
Neem, huh?
Okay. All
right.
Neem. That's me. I'm going to become a rapper.
Neem and Colby Show?
Neem. The Neem and Cole. What, see, Cole's a real name, so you can't do that. You'd be Neem and Neem. And Noom.
Let's not do that.
Come on, man. Neem? Noom?
You got to be Set. I'll be Cole.
The Cole's a real name.
Yeah.
Neem. Mean on the beat. When you see him coming, you better cross the street. It's a high quality slant rhyme.
Bam.
Very good.
Dude, he's
very
a
good.
Freestyler. That's what he is.
I would absolutely write a rap if I had the time and or will.
I would write one if I wanted.
I used to.
I don't want to write one.
I used to pretend that I was Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember to this day. Like I wish I still had it, but like I wrote an entire parody to "Bye Bye Bye" called "Pie Pie Pie." I remember writing it with my little tiny baby hand on notebook paper, and I would sit next to my stereo and I would sing along to "Bye Bye Bye" and be like, "Damn, this is such a great parody, man! I'm the next Weird Al." I remember being so proud of that.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean, yeah, no?
No, you can't do that.
I could absolutely do that.
You don't got a good singing voice.
You gonna write my letter for Thursday's show, man? My birthday's Tuesday. I wasn't gonna make you do it, but now you insulted me, so now you have to. Okay, and it's Just Dance, all four options
no,
on the poll.
No, it is fucking what happened? Not,
because you said I couldn't sing.
No,
I couldn't be
not.
The next Weird Al Yankovic. Call me Neem.
Neem.
Alright guys, this is the end of our stupid show. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out today. We're going to be back on Thursday. Alright? 7 p.m. Central.
Thursday. 8
p.m. Eastern. Other times in the UK that I don't remember off the top of my head because I didn't open my notes today. It's like 1.
Or 3.
It's 3. Something like that. Between 1 and 3 a.m. over there. Okay?
At some point in time.
Afterwards, Colby's going to be playing games. Probably Fortnite, but... Ren said he's not voting for Fortnite. Menace said he's not voting for Fortnite. So, good luck. Keep it 100, my dude. Godspeed to you with your voting. So, yeah. Otherwise, yeah, thank you guys for watching. If you're not following us on the socials, do all the socials. If you're listening on iTunes, come follow us on Twitch. If you watch on demand on the YouTube, hit the subscribe button if you're not doing that already. And send us stuff to our P.O. box because it's cool and we want your things.
We want your stuff, man.
So send us stuff, all right?
Send us any stuff. That's
and,
preferably not disgusting.
We appreciate you hanging out here. Colby doesn't care what it is. He doesn't check it.
That's true.
So I kind of hope that everything that comes is a troll to Colby that I will play along with. So.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not creative. That's our audience's job.
Okay.
Okay. But we thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Have a great one.
Have a good one.
And we'll see you on Thursday.
See you on Thursday.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.